Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe-space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our Motivated Monday live studio audience is ready to take action and are very excited for today's incredible lineup of partners to help grow their businesses, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their communities. They spent most of their weekend listening to the 374 segments of this live show and now have the tools and inspiration to make it happen May and take that to a whole new level. Please join us in this movement and start your great awakening journey by checking out all of the Take Action items listed on our Take Action tab at everythinghome@resourceplatform.com. Put on your common sense caps. We the people, take out your pen and paper. There's 8 days left in Make It Happen May. Today's topics on episode 215, sheriffs, military women and families, cause marketing, divorce, online growth, and our special guest, Dr. Cordy Williams, the Megaphone Marine, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Sheriff Mark Lamb, everyone's favorite sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona. He's enforcing the rule of law to protect American citizens. Amanda Huffman, a veteran providing free resources to help deal with the military life. Kay McDonald, cause marketing and virtual fundraising. Karen McMahon, offering support in navigating the turbulence of separation and divorce. Harrison Barron, helping you grow to the next level by building your online presence that people can find and enjoy. And our special guest from Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox at 1 p.m. is Dr. Cordy Williams, the Megaphone Marine and founder of 1776 Forever Free. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. The phone lines will be open to ask Dr. Cordy anything. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark and make it a new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything's home. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary. Speak easy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, anarchy. Arizona's audit resumes today. And from what I've heard, they already have the solid information to prove unbelievable amounts of fraud and Trump won. You may want to watch Friday's episode of Grace and Glory hosted by our partners, Pastor Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Grace. Just visit our must listen to page at the Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the His Glory graphic, that's the name of the show, to find the episode and skip to the 50-minute mark. I think you'll find the information very interesting. Number two, the CDC was forced to admit that only 9,000 people died from COVID and all others died with COVID and had multiple comorbidities. We've talked about that for months on this platform. Remember, if somebody tested positive and the PCR tests were all falsely manipulated or were suspected of having COVID, they were listed as a COVID death to increase the numbers and cause fear to fulfill their agenda and prolong the political propaganda pandemic. 2020 also had a lower death count than 19, 9, and 18, and 17, and 16, and 15. What pandemic, huh? I don't think there was a pandemic. Number three, less than 1% of all COVID cases came from restaurants, bars, gyms, salons, and retail. Yet, get this, number four, one-third of all small businesses in California have closed, and in New York City, 40% are gone forever. Today's topics on episode 215, sheriffs, military women, and families, cause marketing, divorce, online growth, and special guest Dr. Cordy Williams, the Megaphone Marine. It's May 24th, day 434 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's correct. Day 434 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off those dirty masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick. And our symbolism of control and tyranny. No more mask holes. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and stand up to the Nazi regime. Stop acting like we the sheeple and reopen America 100%. Remember, those who stand for nothing fall for anything.
But I still wake up. I still see a ghost. Oh, Lord, I'm still not sure.
We're your censorship-free safe space and show out of speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home, socially conscious referral network and marketplace. Today's topics on episode 215, sheriffs, military women and families, cause marketing, divorce, online growth, and special guests, Dr. Cordy Williams, the Megaphone Marine. First up is Sheriff Mark Lamb. He's everyone's favorite sheriff, and he was elected in 2016 to lead Pinal County, Arizona, and is enforcing the rule of law to protect American citizens. Obi-Wan, you are our only hope. Audience, big round of applause for everyone's favorite sheriff.
Thank you. Thank you. I need to take that. I need to take you with me everywhere.
Oh, I'll be there. I am 100% all about Sheriff Mark Lamb. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, you know, what I have found is that the key to the rule of law and the people that respect it the most are the sheriffs in the United States of America. Who knew? You know, you thought it was the courts. You thought it was the Supreme Court justices. All about the sheriffs, Sheriff Mark Lamb.
It really is. And you know why? It's because we are elected by the people. You know, your attorney generals, county attorneys are elected by the people as well. But and some judges, but, you know, really the law, we are the law enforcement body that are elected by the people to preserve the peace. And like I tell people all the time, my job is to protect you from bad people and from government overreach. And I think that there's a special power and a responsibility that comes with that. And we're trying to make sure that all the sheriffs across this country understand the important role we play in this, in saving this country and in restoring America to what it once was.
Now, I'm assuming there's at least a coalition of the proactive sheriffs that think the same way you do, but I'm sure you've run into obstacles where you have sheriffs that disagree and not really supportive of the America First in protecting the American citizens' agenda.
Yeah, I think more than anything is some people get into self-preservation mode, and, you know, they want to maintain their job. And this is a time where we've gotten past that. You know, 2020 exposed a lot of bad politicians, people who really just want that paycheck and want the power as opposed to standing up for what is right and what they know is they should stand up for. And I'm seeing more and more sheriffs every day that are willing to do that. You know, I started a group called Protect America Now, which is sheriffs from across this country coming together to stand up for the rule of law, to stand against bad policies like what we're seeing with this immigration, Second Amendment, and also to protect the Constitution and the constitutional rights of the people. And hopefully your listeners will go check it out, protectamericanow.com. We're building that coalition more and more every day, sheriffs coming together, and we're trying to understand and really share with one another and stand together against what we're seeing.
And I'm going to add that to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com so people can easily find it, get involved, and get the information. And I will also add you guys as a platinum partner so we can promote you continually through the show because, it, like I said, Obi-Wan, you're our only hope to really get the law and order back to where it needs to be. Now, just for the audience who's unfamiliar with Pinal County is right next to Mayor Corruption County, which where I am sitting. And you wouldn't think that we were necessarily a border town, but with the influx of hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens coming across the country, every town has become a border town. So do you want to talk about the border and your personal experience, Sheriff Mark Lamb, on what's going on there?
Absolutely. So we're about 70 miles off the border. And like you said, we're located between Phoenix and Tucson. On the south end of our county is a Native American reservation that actually extends into Mexico. And so we have always historically been a high traffic area for people that want to come into this country illegally and undetected. They're not showing up and what we call layups. They're not giving up or claiming asylum. These are people dressed in camouflage clothes, carpet shoes on. They are trying to avoid detection. They are trafficking humans into our country, and they are trafficking drugs, which for a long time we were a marijuana corridor. Now we've become more like everything else. We've become methamphetamines and fentanyl. And we're fighting this every day. We can go out into those deserts, and what our aviation unit does, we're covering 20, 30 people every day. And now as the summer approaches, we'll spend majority of our time and resources having to do humanitarian missions. And just real quick, so people understand, is the more unaccompanied minors, the more women and families that are coming to the ports and clogging it up, which is exactly what the cartel wants, the more it leaves wide open the desert areas like in the counties like mine where they traffic those humans and those drugs into our communities. And every community across this country is a border community because we're not stopping everything. As a matter of fact, we're stopping a small percentage of it because it's so much. And it's affecting every community across this country. This isn't an America problem. This isn't a Pinal problem. This isn't an Arizona problem. This is an America issue, and every American should be alarmed with what they're seeing right now or what is happening to our country.
Do you want to discuss a little bit about the after effects of what you have personally experienced with this human trafficking, the sex trafficking, and some eye-awakening stories in Pinal, which is not near the border? I just want people to realize, just because you don't hear about this on the news purposely, bad stuff's happening out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We see it every day. Fortunately for us, it doesn't stay here in our county. It's designed to go across this country into other states where there's a higher usage of methamphetamines, fentanyl. But we've seen a huge increase in overdoses. Inevitably with drugs comes crime, depression. There's so many things that come along, not to mention the trash they leave in our deserts, not to mention the trafficking of human beings, which doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, or independent, you should absolutely care about border security because those people's rights are being abused by the cartels on a daily basis. So this is something that every American should be alarmed about. And I know we're limited on time, and I could go on all day long about this, but I appreciate you letting me even say a few things on it.
Well, you're welcome to come back anytime that you need to get the truth out there and encourage people to do something about what's going on and even some information on how to protect themselves from, especially in the cities or the areas where they're seeing an increased amount of issues, crime, and like you said, the drugs, which they need to be aware of. I mean, you know, if there's more drugs coming in.
Follow us on social media.
And the what? Say that again.
Yeah, please follow us on social media. We post a lot of that stuff, and hopefully your listeners will also come check out a new project I'm working on because they've silenced the voices of law enforcement in this country, and we're gonna give ourselves a voice back. I started something called the American Sheriff Network. It'll be at AmericanSheriff.com or AmericanSheriffNetwork.com. You can go to either one of those addresses. And we are going to give you, put you back in the front seat of our cars. We're going to showcase the good men and women that do this job every day. We're going to show the training that's involved in it. We're going to tell real sheriffs real stories. And hopefully you'll come back. It is a subscription site. Within a month or so, we'll also have our smart TV app. But that launches this week, so please go check it out. support us, we're going to be able to do a lot of good for law enforcement through this.
That is awesome. Do you want to give which social media that you're most active on so they can go directly to that and start following you?
Yep. I'm most active on Instagram, which is American Sheriff. You can also follow me on Facebook at Sheriff Lamb. And then on Twitter is Sheriff Lamb 1, which I haven't been as active. But now that we're launching American Sheriff Network, you'll start seeing me more. So, and then we'll have all those social media platforms for American Sheriff Network as well.
Awesome. And we're going to list that on our website and get some activity over there to you and promote it throughout our episode. So thank you, Sheriff Mark Lamb. Thanks for your bravery. Thanks for standing up for the American citizens, the rule of law. You're doing an incredible job. And I want you to come back on soon because there's lots to discuss and we'll have you on for a longer segment.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, sir. You're doing Scott's work.
Thank you, Michelle.
Work.
Appreciate it.
You're
God
welcome.
God bless you.
You too. You too. Stay safe.
Bye.
Oh, what an incredible man. I saw him speak at our precinct committee man meeting and just an engaging and entertaining speaker. If anyone's interested in having him come to your groups and your organizations, please reach out to him because he is very, very inspirational and he motivates people. It gets you mad, you know, it gets you a little pissed. But then again, what I said is, you know, unless you're pissed, you don't make a change. You don't take action. So, you know, it's time. Time that we all get that fire in our belly and do something, whether it's growing our business, enhance the quality of our lives, or making a difference in our communities. We've got to save this country. We are on the cusp. We are on the precipice of losing Lady Liberty forever. I've been saying that for quite a few months. But you know what's interesting? I'm starting to hear it now from other people. I'm hearing it on TV shows. I'm hearing it on the podcasts that I listen to. I'm hearing it from the alternative media penetrating. You know, it went from socialism. They were all saying socialism, socialism. I said, no, guys, we skipped over that. It's Marxism. It's Marxism. Now all of a sudden I'm hearing Marxism, Marxism, Marxism. So you heard it first here, everybody. The Everything Home Talk Radio Show and Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. Go check out all the exciting take action items, the shows, all the groups, all the other great podcasts and talk radio shows and TV shows to follow Everything Home Resource Plate. Ugh. Everything on resourceplatform.com. Check out the Take Action tab, the Reopen America Resource Center, Partners and Patriots tab. Find everything you need. I promise everything is there. Then you'll realize Michelle has no life and all she does is add things to this website. But that's okay. That's my problem. All I'm trying to do is get to the information from trustworthy resources so you can make a difference, make your life better in every aspect. All right, let's bring on our next guest. Our next guest is a new partner. Is Amanda Huffman from Active Duty to Diaper Duty. I love that. Your story matters. She provides free resources to help deal with the military life and host the Women of the Military podcast. Amanda Huffman, big round of applause, audience, and thank her for her service. Amanda, how are you today? And welcome.
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, good, good. So tell us a little bit about you and let's talk about the podcast.
So I served in the Air Force for 6 years as a civil engineer, and now I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I also host a podcast, Women of the Military, where I get to share the stories of military women.
Civil engineer, you're one of those smart people. Don't
like that.
Don't use any of those big words. We got to keep it simple for everybody around here. No big vocabularies on this platform. We got to keep it simple. we try to just get everybody to put their common sense caps on and leave them on for at least an hour of the show. We don't want to overwhelm. So what kind of advice or that you can give people that are in the military, you know, that military family life or something that they can go, you know what, I thank you so much, Amanda, for saying that today, because that's going to help me get through the rest of the day.
The biggest thing is to realize how important your story is and how you have a voice and a story, and you need to share that story with other people, because without stories, people kind of don't really understand the military community, and our stories can help bridge that gap between the veteran community and the civilian community.
Are you finding at least more people are inclined to embrace the military and support them than years past? And there's more support systems for people that are in the military and then leaving the military. So they're getting that training. They're getting, you know, that counseling that they need. So we don't have a lot of these issues in the past. I know that the amount of veterans that are committing suicide per day just keeps going up. So obviously we've got a problem there. So are you finding at least you're getting, there's more resources for these patriotic people or we're not there yet?
There are a lot of resources. I think there's a disconnect between the people who are serving in the military and then the veteran community. And so I didn't really learn about all the resources until after I left the military, and I wish I would have known before. And so I think they're working to change the transition courses that are out there to make it so that there's a better connection between resources. But there's also, like, so many resources, it's a little overwhelming to find the right one that fits you.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's still government, so there's a lot of chaos, a lot of overlapping, a lot of disorganization. And recently, which I'm sure you're familiar with, we had an incredible active military. I don't remember what rank his was. It was very high up, and he got, I don't know if you want to use the word dismissed, but he's no longer serving because he wrote that book about Marxism and critical race theory and the way that the direction of the military is now going. Do you have anything to comment on that based on you being a little bit more of an insider?
Sorry, but I don't know a lot of specific details about it. And there's a lot of stuff going on within the veteran community that is changing the way that the military is, but I don't know a lot of details about that specific story.
But are you finding that the veterans that you are in contact with, whether they come on the show or just in your community, they are disagreeing with the direction the military is headed and they prefer it to be, oh, I don't know, the way it used to be, which is kind of what everyone, a lot of people would like it to be?
I don't really feel that from the veteran community because a lot of things that have been happening in the military, like military sexual trauma, have been unrecognized, and they're working to change the way that women are treated and the way that the military sexual trauma is in the military is something that needs to be looked at and needs to be reorganized. And so that's one of the big focus areas of the podcast is to talk about sexual trauma and the incidents that have happened and to keep up on what changes are happening in Congress and how the military is working to be better about preventing things like that from happening within the military.
So are you finding that happens a lot from the women that are sharing their stories? Once they hear somebody else, they're like, yeah, that happened to me. And there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, there are a lot of women who have faced either assault, rape, or I would say the majority of women have faced at least some level of harassment. I experienced sexual harassment. Luckily, I didn't face assault or rape, but there are a lot of women who have faced that. And just because it doesn't come up in every episode on the podcast, I've found out from my guests afterwards as I've become friends with them that it is part of their story, but not something they were comfortable to talk about. So not everyone who doesn't talk about it doesn't mean that they weren't affected by it. You have to be really brave to talk about that.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure that there's some backlash from their own community or maybe even some of the people that they've served with. It sounds like it was always something that you just don't talk about if it did happen, which is why it probably happened a lot, which is it's just sick and it shouldn't be part of the culture of being in the military. You know, you're supposed to be working together. And then, of course, you know, obviously that sometimes doesn't work out. So do you have any exciting guests that are coming up on the podcast that you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, this summer I'm doing a summer book series with women veteran authors who have either written fictional novels or shared their memoir or, like, leadership books. So I'm really excited about that coming out at the end of June and running all the way through July.
Awesome. That's something that you'll have to keep us abreast on, and let us, no pun intended, and let us know what's going on with the guests that you're having on the show. So you want to go ahead and plug it, the website, give the information for people to go ahead and contact you, or at least tune into the show.
Sure. It's www.airmentomom.com, and you can find Women of the Military podcast on your favorite podcast app. And I'm really active on LinkedIn. It's my favorite platform to be on social media.
Awesome. So we'll make sure that people tune in to the podcast. I will add that to our must listen to page, so that way they could find you easily by just clicking on the graphic for the show. And Amanda, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for your service and for all the help that you're doing out there for the military families and the women of the military. So thank you so much. And we look forward to having you on next month, my dear.
Thank you.
Have a great day, and happy Memorial Day to everybody that she served with, that she's, you know, giving, thinking in her prayers for. So a special shout out to all those people. All right, let's see how we are on time. 12:26. I have about a minute or so. So just as a friendly reminder, if you could rate, review, and subscribe to the show, that would be awesome. You know, like as I told you, Apple Podcasts, they censor just a little bit, right? They just don't get us the exposure we need, so you can always join our newsletter, and you'll be able to get informed on what is coming up and what is going on. And I'm constantly putting new resources from the Take Action tab, so you have all kinds of information to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, and make a difference. And again, we'll get around the censorship and the join the newsletter, the blah, blah, blah. All right. It's only 12:26, and I'm already gotten my blahs and peas screwed up today. So bear with my people. That is on the bottom lower right-hand corner of every page, and it's also on your phone too. So you can join the newsletter there, or on the homepage, there is a big graphic that says all of our links. You just click on that, and it'll take you to a long list of different links, from joining the newsletter to following us on social media. We're going to be much more active on social media. I'm just posting the shows, but I'm trying to get you all the information that I can. Just, you know, time is, there's not a lot of time in the day. I'm doing what I can, And please follow us on the social media platforms and like, comment, and share. And also, if you like what you're hearing and you want to share this with your friends and your family, I would appreciate it. We want to be able to get them the resources so that they can take action in all the different avenues of their lives and rely on trustworthy people, trustworthy information, and all these resources to make it easy. We're making it easy to find the messages that matter from the people and the groups and the companies, the organizations, and all the shows that you need to know about. One location for all the information. Oh, and I say the ultimate resource platform. Once you start checking out the information on the website, like you said, you're going to say everything that I need is right here. And if you're interested in becoming one of our partners and become a guest on the show, there is information right there in the links tab. When you click on that graphic, it'll say become a partner. It's also listed on most of the pages. Just click on that, and it'll take you to the info to book your spot. We'd love to have more of people that are like-minded, all these great patriotic people, and support their businesses, support their nonprofits, and support their purpose-driven lives. That's all we're trying to do, is get everybody on the same page to meet one another. All right, my next guest is one of our favorites, Miss Kay McDonald. She's the CEO of Charity Charms, a cause marketing and virtual fundraising company. Audience, big round of applause for our buddy Kay McDonald. Kay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a Monday. You know, it's Make It Happen May. I'm excited to take the last 8 days and make something of my life. How about you?
I love that Make It Happen May. That's
wonderful. I figured. Got to give everybody some sort of incentive. Got to have the little slogan, little jingle for the month, just to kind of give them a little reminder, like a little zap, like, okay, guys, May. The clock is ticking. It's 2021. Come on, everybody. We got to take things to the next level. So this was traditionally the season for nonprofits to have all of their big fundraisers, right? Their big balls, their big things, which obviously over the past year, and even last year, they didn't. So
Right. Alternative
ways that are, in-person proof, Kay McDonald comes to the rescue with her innovative cause marketing and virtual fundraising campaigns. So what's going on? Tell us something some updates, because this is the way of the future, people. This is the way that you got to do business. It's the way that your nonprofits should be operating.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Michelle. You know, it's an interesting arena out there for everyone, because, you know, for the last year we've been doing virtual events, trying to figure out what, you know, what course to take. And I'm seeing the nonprofits that I work with now dip their toes in the water. And I went to my first charity event mid-April.
Oh, wow.
Starting to see a few things crop up here, but, you know, we're going into the planning stages for fall right now. And I think people are finally comfortable, or getting there at least, to open up and do some of the in-person events, probably starting in September after everybody gets back from Labor Day. But we're just starting to talk to our clients about this and see what their plans are. Some people are doing like a half and half, you know, half virtual and half in person. Nobody's quite sure. So I think some really good lessons have been learned from this whole situation. I think, the event that I went to, the charity event, people were just ecstatic to see each other.
I'm sure. It's been a long time. You know, they're used to putting on that pretty dress, you know.
Remember
those
days? The floodgates open. And just having the human connection, was incredible. My business, Traditionally Charity Charms, has, we create custom awareness bracelets for charities to give away at events as a memento of the event. Sometimes they're sold, sometimes they're, you know, given away. They're usually underwritten by a corporation, which we encourage as a part of cause marketing. The recent event that I did, they had a new way to use them, and that's they asked everybody for donations that night and then said, as a thank you gift for your donation, we will mail you this bracelet. So it's kind of a combination of not investing in merchandise up front, seeing how the responses from the audience, and then us making the custom item for them after the event, which is new for us.
Well, but you know, we've all had to reposition. We all have to use innovation because things have changed. And I think that's a great way for people to say, hey, listen, we don't have to spend all this money up front. We can kind of reverse engineer a little bit. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the nonprofits, all about the collaboration with the businesses and the community. And
well,
you know,
it's really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it all comes down to that. And then, of course, not being around other people, you lost that. Well, it's time to kind of reengage that. And I want people to remember how it used to be in contact and then actually working with a nonprofit or supporting one or you know, how that thought process was just kind of part of who you are and who you were. You might have put that on the back burner, but it's time to reengage that. So this is kind of a reminder to just kind of think about your business a little bit differently, or think about where you're spending your time and efforts, and maybe reach out to some of those nonprofits again, and also reach out to Kay and talk about some different strategies with your business to support these nonprofits, because they've had a hard time this year. And a lot of them, depending on what they're doing, unfortunately, they have more people they need to serve now. So they need help more than ever.
That is so true, especially in the service industries, you know, dispensing food, the homeless, domestic violence. There are so many important causes that have been severely hit. And then some of them who greatly depended on government funding have their funding taken away. I have a charity that I work with that takes young women off the street, and they had millions of dollars taken away. It's just sad. So they're all having to reposition, and everybody's had to cut their staff. Now they're trying to rehire, and it's hard to find people to work. And also, I must tell you, on my side, the whole supply chain has been disrupted. You know, we make all custom items, and we procure things from all over the world. We have things made here. You know, the supply chain's been, when I say disrupted, sometimes it's hard to get the items on a timely basis. The prices have increased 30% to 60% on many of the items that we make. I have a manufacturer that I work with here in Arizona that makes my charms that just told me today, you know, metal prices have gone up 35%. We have to pass this on. So I think every industry is feeling that. Gosh, I've certainly heard it in, like, the home building industry, mm-hmm. that the price of wood and just everything has gone up. So it's kind of a whole new frontier that we're dealing with, and everybody's kind of dipping their toe in the water and, you know, seeing what's going to work.
What a better time than to collaborate at every level of everyone's life, knowing that there's all these new obstacles, especially with cost. So, like I said, everyone that's listening, reposition and think in a different way about your business in your own personal life. I mean, because this is across the board. Kay, give your website, plug your podcast, and anything else that you want to promote real quick.
Well, thank you so much. So our website is charitycharms.com. We do a podcast where we interview lots of the folks that we've done projects with, or women that are doing interesting things in their lives, powerful things. The podcast is called The Power of Charms. It can be found on our website, and lots of ideas for people to become excited and get ignited again. They can download. We have a book called Charm School that gives them ideas. You can download it for free, and just know that we've got an 800 number, 800-615-3120. You can call us anytime and just brainstorm. We're here for you.
Awesome. And Kay is a fabulous host. I was fortunate enough to be on the show. I was a hot mess disaster, but Kay did a fabulous job. So if there's anyone, you remember. You probably, the editing floor probably was like, okay, we got 5 minutes. We were on the show for 45. But we've got 5 minutes of footage.
But
Kay is great. And we also have her show listed on our Must Listen To page at the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So that way you can easily find her. But otherwise, it's charitycharms.com. Thank you so much, Kay, for coming on. I'm glad things are changing kind of in the positive way, but it sounds like there's some other obstacles. But again, collaboration, everybody. Call Kay and start brainstorming and strategizing. She'll change everything for you. So thank you again, Kay McDonald, for coming on Charity Charms.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thanks for the good that you're doing.
Hey, you're very welcome. Unfortunately, I have no life. This is what I do.
Okay.
So thanks, Kay. Have a great week.
Take
I know it's sad. It is what it is. Yeah, we dig our own holes and then we stand in them. What are you gonna do? So thanks, Kay. Have a great week.
Okay, bye.
Kay McDonald is an old friend, so that's why sometimes we joke around a little bit. But again, she's got a great company, so I encourage you to check it out and check out the podcast on the Must Listen To page, Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. How are we doing on time? 12:38. Well, we are just buzzing through today. It is a fast-moving show, everybody, fast-moving show. All right, let's bring on our next guest. I'm going to save a lot of things I wanted to share with you. We've got so many sound bites for today, so make sure that you stick around. After Dr. Cordy Williams comes on, we'll do a bunch of information, and there's some funny ones in there too. So I encourage you to stick around after his segment. He's about 30, 45 minutes, depends on. But you know what happens when these guests come on the show? They say, oh, Michelle, I got 10, 15 minutes. Like, you know, an hour goes by. So make sure you stick around for that. He'll be on at the 1 o'clock, Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. All right, 12:39. I'm a minute over. Not bad today. I'm doing pretty good. All right, next up is another new partner. And a little sensitive subject. I had to go through it. So I get it. So this should be an interesting conversation. My next guest is Karen McMahon. She's a certified relationship coach and founder of Journey Beyond Divorce. They offer support in navigating the turbulence of separation and divorce. Audience, big round of applause. Karen, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So divorce, did you find that there was lots of divorces in the past 12, 15 months?
Well, they have certainly ticked up. I think that the pressures that people have been under working at home, homeschooling their children, for those couples who might already have been struggling, there's been added pressure, who's out of work, who's dealing with sick family members. So we've definitely seen an uptick in that, unfortunately.
You know, it's businesses or services like yours, you know, we all want to prosper and do well. It's just that it's not something you need to see an increase in. It's like the nonprofits that Kay was talking about. You know, there's lots of nonprofits out there that are dealing with domestic violence, but you don't ever want to see them rise in activity or rise in people they need to serve. But it's something that's necessary because it is such a big deal. Divorce and separation and being separated and going through the divorce is there's so much trauma, especially if it's something that, you know, you've been with that person for a long time. So before we go into some details about that, just tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course you have a show, right? So you want to just mention that too?
Right. So my company name is Journey Beyond Divorce, and we have a podcast that's been out since 2016. That's also Everything's Journey Beyond Divorce. And the short story is, I was in a fairly high conflict marriage. My divorce was very high conflict. My children were in grade school, and when I emerged from the divorce, I had really tried to do it with as much grace and dignity as possible. And it led me to what I do now, which is really, people think like I'm a divorce advocate. I do not advocate for divorce. I help men and women mend their marriages. But when you're going down the incredibly difficult path of divorce, it's so important to have support. And so I've created a team of coaches, and that's what Journey Beyond Divorce is. It's a team of coaches coast to coast to help men and women in the before, during, and after stages of divorce to do two things, Michelle. One is it's an emotional tsunami, and so there's so many moving pieces, and there's how you feel and your grief or shame or fear and your spouses and the children and the in-laws and the friends, and so it's just enormous, and navigating all of that and keeping your head above emotional water so that you can tend to your children so that you can go to work and be effective requires additional support. And we're coaches, not therapists. And so we really help people in the day-to-day struggles figure out how to avoid the conflict and be really calm, clear, and confident going through the process.
What I like what you said was before. So I think that you know, before people are making that decision, having a coach kind of either prepare them or maybe change the direction. So maybe you can have some resolution, but if not, getting people prepared, especially women, for what they're about to do once they embark on this process, not only from the emotional side, but from the financial side, because depending on how active they are in their own finances and their situation with work or how much, you know, net worth the family unit is, I mean, it could get real ugly.
And you're absolutely right. And so there's the emotional and there's the practical. And the practical, it's kind of like being drop shipped, Michelle, into like a foreign country. You don't know the landscape. You don't know the language. And like all of these major life decisions have to be made. It's a very scary place to be. And so supporting women who may have been stay at home and making sure that a lot of times both my male and female clients will say, well, my soon to be ex said, and then take it as fact. And so it's like supporting people to realize that it doesn't matter what your brother, your friend, your soon to be ex says. It matters what your attorney says because they're the ones who are schooled in this. And it's important to get that support team. And for the men out there, a lot of times the dads who have been the primary earners feel like they're being punished because they're not allowed to have the same level of custody. And so I would say women struggle a little bit more at the financial end, but we love supporting those dads to be able to advocate on behalf of themselves to have the level of child custody that they deeply desire. And to, you know, it's like if you had a partnership, dad is doing his job, mom is doing her job. Well, once you're two single parents, the assumption is, well, if dad's been working, then he can't be an active parent. And that's just simply not true. So we do support each individual where they're at. And just to something you said earlier, my desire, while we may not be able to bring down the divorce rate for first-time divorces, given what we do, second and third marriages have even higher divorce rates. And when you keep the focus on yourself, you take a look at your part in the dissolution of your marriage, when you emerge, you'll be healthier and more capable of entering into a healthy long-term relationship that stays together. And that's really my desire, is to help those who emerge stop pointing a finger and blaming and accusing your soon-to-be ex, and just take responsibility for what you brought to the table, heal yourself, refine yourself, and emerge a healthier version for your children, for your co-parenting with your ex, for your relationships going forward.
Interesting about the second and third marriages. I wouldn't have never expected that. Next month, if you come on and book your spot, I'd love to go into detail a little bit more about that. So plug your website, mention the show again, and then make sure you book for June, because we've got lots to talk about.
Excellent. So my website is Journey Beyond Divorce. My podcast is Journey Beyond Divorce. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Journey Beyond Divorce. Men and women, wherever you are in the process, we've got a ton of free resources. We've got groups. We have a 12-step divorce recovery program. Come and check us out. We would love to support you.
And I'm going to add that to our must-listen-to page as another resource for people. We haven't had any counselors or any coaches to deal with divorce, because I had to go through it with my parents. So it's a sensitive topic.
Yes,
so usually
it is
So when I have sensitive topics, when they come up on the show, I just a puddle of mess. So, but these are things that I know other people need to hear about. So I will take one for the team and have Karen back on and add them as an active participant, because these are things that people need to need help with. So I'm there to support. So thank you, Karen, for coming on and sharing the information in the show. And then we look forward to continuing this in June.
Michelle, thank you so much. Thanks for what you do. And you have a lovely day.
You're welcome. Thank you. And like I said, we'll talk next month. I'll try not to get upset. It'll happen. It doesn't matter. I cry all the time on this show. All right. Thanks, Karen. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. 12:48. I am a little tight today. I'm doing pretty good, but I didn't get a chance to talk about the other thing. Let me just take a minute. This is what I wanted to mention. So remember the marketplace? I told you about the marketplace. I cleaned it up a little bit, so it's a little bit easier to use. But basically, the concept is simple. We've got 57 different well-known websites and brands. So whenever you want to buy something, please go to our marketplace first. Check it out to see if the product or the service or the brand that you wanted to buy from is there. Because 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners. Remember the nonprofits that Kay was talking about that need the support more than ever? So that way you don't have to make that donation to them, but you could still support them, because you're just buying things you normally were going to buy. You're just not going directly to the company's website. You go to our website, the marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab, and you'll see all the different products and services that are there. Just click the graphic for the one. It'll direct you to their website, and anything that you purchase, that 2 to 20% is then donated to nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So that way we have another alternative source, group philanthropic adventures. So that way we can get some more support for these nonprofit organizations, and you get the product and service you want. You're not paying any more money. A lot of the times you pay less. So please go check that out. We're going to be adding a bunch of nonprofits to that here very soon and having them on the show. So again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab, and check out all of the cool stuff that's on there from brands and names you will recognize in every category. Every category that you can imagine is in there too. So let's bring on our next guest. My next guest is Mr. Harrison Barron. Ooh, I like that name, Barron. He's the founder of Barron. I'm good. I got to do your intro. Hold on.
Oh,
and you got to get your round of applause, so hang in there. Harrison Barron, he's the founder of Barron Media Group. That sounds very royalty. And Growth Generators, they're helping you grow to the next level by building an online presence that people can find and enjoy. Audience, big round of applause for Mr. Barron. So you didn't want to miss out on that, Harrison.
No, that was good. That was good. It definitely put a smile on my face.
Awesome. That's good. So since you are new to the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do to help people find.
Yeah, I would love to.
Find everybody. Yeah, what's going on?
Cool. Yeah, so Harrison Barron, I own a company called Growth Generators, formerly Barron Media Group, but we're still found quite a bit from our old name. And we help people and businesses grow and develop their online presence. So what does that mean? That just means we're going to help them either create content, educate them on the kind of content that their ideal customers might want to see. And a lot of the people that we work with end up having some pretty insane growth in a reasonable period of time.
So are you redoing their websites, or if the website's pretty decent, you're just maybe doing some structural changes, but you're primarily really taking care of that back end with the SEO? Do you want to go a little bit of detail about some of the things that maybe people don't know about on how important they really are, because they don't even know that they need them?
Absolutely. Yeah. So SEO is search engine optimization. And it is literally the goal of it is to just look really sexy in Google's eyes. Because Google sends millions of clicks, to different websites all day, every day. And ultimately, your website may or may not be a contestant for a lot of those clicks, but our goal is to actually help Google see your website. That's really it. I know it sounds so simple. It's I wish it was that simple, but it really is. It's just, hey, let's just be as attractive as possible, or help you become as attractive as possible to Google and the way Google's algorithm works.
Oh, the Google monopoly. You know what?
That's what they're taking over.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, from the servers to the search engines and there's nothing we can do about it, unfortunately. So you got to play the game. So at that point, you might as well find out what the rules are if you're going to be in the game, which we're all in the game. You know what I mean? It's a necessary evil. So at least get it done right and spend your money wisely. Harrison, what do you find is the number one thing that when you have a new client come in that you need to address first with them? Because I want people to just be a little bit more aware of what they're not, you know, what we don't know is kind of our worst enemy.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. It is, you know, you don't know what you don't know. It is 9 times out of 10, the conversations that we're having of, oh, I didn't know about this, or, oh, I had no idea. You know, for small mom and pop shops, for personal brands, it could be a really daunting challenge to try to take on the Google, like you said, the Google monopoly. And it's great for people that understand it. And if you spend the time to understand it, it's quite honestly, it's not that difficult. But the initial learning process is quite laborious. But after that, it's really just, I don't want to say rinse and repeat, because that makes it sound a little too easy, but it's really not as hard as most people think it is. And the fun part about it is, you know, with the clients that we get to get, it's really having a massive impact in people's lives, which is honestly the my favorite part about it. We've had more stories than we can count of mom and dads or single parents come to us, hey, can you build us a website, or can you help us, you know, can you help me get more sales? The answer is usually yes. And then it's the process of just helping them. It's really educating and then implementing with that and creating those sales and revenue.
Now, I'm going to kind of throw this out there. You know, it's like the taboo. Nobody wants to talk about it. When anyone hears the word website, design or SEO or all this back end stuff, you know, there's always a very high price, a cost, which is what drives people away from taking that step to even having a conversation to find out really what can be done, maybe in phases, to get them to the next level, because, you know, one or two sales, depending on what they're selling or their services, could pay for that, which then sets the thing in motion where now all of a sudden it's like compound interest. Now you have two, then you have four, then you have, you know, 16 sales. So do you want to just kind of just shed some light and take away some of that apprehension and barriers to entry for people?
Absolutely. So I think now more than ever is the best time to start a website. And I'm not saying this because I want people to sign up with me. I'm saying this because it really is. Technology has gotten easier than ever for people to understand. So you have websites like Wix, you have websites like Squarespace, Shopify, that are all now at a high level high school learning curve. They're really not as complicated as they used to be, where you have more traditional platforms like WordPress, and I love WordPress, and it serves its purpose in a lot of areas. But for most people now, if you can drag and drop files around your computer, and you can start to, and you have an idea of something unique and something that the market actually needs, there's a real possibility to have a serious, you know, to have a serious growing business online. And for some people, it's, hey, I just want to make a couple extra $100 a month. And for other people, it's, I want to make a couple $1,000 per month. And I don't blame either one of them. But sometimes it's just that little boost that people need. And by investing the time, energy, and effort to learn the platform, it's really amazing what people have come up with, what people create and on their own. And then sometimes they call us to just say, hey, can you button it up a little bit? And other people say, hey, I want a fully functioning sales system that's ready to go. Can I buy one? And we do both.
So at least is there a free consult call, so they're not scared to pick up the phone and then go, this guy is just going he's just going to throw some numbers out there that have a comma in it, and I don't even want to go down that road. But you're going to be, you know, you sound like a nice guy. You're going to give him, especially if they tell you you came on the show, you're going to give him a little extra TLC because you said that, you know, you heard him here. We always want our listeners to get a little VIP treatment just so that they They're encouraged to take that step.
I would encourage anybody that's listening, if you have questions, you need help, even if you need guidance, I'm happy to jump on the phone for an hour, talk about where you're at and where you really want to be and the process to get there. And I'll give you a roadmap. And from there on out, it's up to you to execute on that roadmap. Otherwise, you're welcome to hire us. But I think that now is the best time ever in history to start a website and to grow a small business online, even if it's for a couple $100 a month extra. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. And to all your listeners, like I said, visit us online, growth-generators.com, and just mention the show, and I'm happy to spend an hour with you, which normally I would charge for, but I'm happy to spend an hour with you guys to at least figure out and help you pinpoint where you need to go.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. So thank you for that. I didn't expect an hour. I was thinking, hey, you know, throw in 20 minutes. Throw us a bone. Give us 20 minutes.
No,
but all right.
You're
stepping
while.
It up to the plate. Oh, see, everybody? Nice guy. He's going to give you an hour of his time, which, you know, costs probably $5,000. So look at that. That is a huge saving. So I encourage you to reach out to him. Give the website one more time, Harrison. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's growth-generators.com.
Awesome. Make sure you book for next month, because there's lots more that we need to share with the audience and get them in motion so they can, you know, make it happen. May is going to turn into something where maybe a bunch of these new websites popping up all over the place. Nothing like getting a little extra money, people. So thank you so much, Harrison, and welcome aboard.
Early.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Here. All right. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful week, my friend.
You as well.
All righty. So an hour free time. How awesome is that? Way to go, Harrison Barron. I think it's the name Barron. You know, somebody else has a name, Barron. There's another person named Barron. I think, I'll let you guys figure that one out. I'll let you figure that one out. God, I miss that guy. Well, I miss his dad. I think he's coming back, though. I think he's coming back. We're your censorship-free space. God, I messed it up again today. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. It is time for Michelle's patriotic soapbox, and joining me, Shotgun, is a very special guest, Mr. I can't say Mr. This guy's a doctor, like a real doctor, not like, you know, some of these people call themselves doctors. He's a chiropractor, so he's a real doctor. Dr. Cordy Williams, the Megaphone Marine and founder of 1776 Forever Free Audience. Big round of applause for my friend, Dr. Cordy.
How are you, Michelle? How's it going?
Oh, it's going awesome. It is going awesome. And I'm going to say Semper Fi. I said it correctly today, sir. Semper Fi.
Well, right back at you. And, you know, what I always encourage people to do is say that, because it means always faithful. So we should always be faithful to Jesus, and then we should always be faithful to the flag. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Now, when we first talked, you edumacated me and said, Michelle, you can say that. I said, I didn't think I could say it because I wasn't a Marine. He said, no, you need to say it. And I said, well, now I'm going to incorporate that into my vernacular. So see all the things that Dr. Cordy can teach you, boys and girls, lots of incredible things come from the Megaphone Marine. So Dr. Cordy, you were here this weekend. You spoke at an event. I did see it briefly on a live feed. You're just an incredible speaker and presenter, just so motivational. So do you want to share anything about what you particularly talked about then? And then we'll go into 1776 and God, but there's so much that you could talk about. So do you want to start there? Or what do you feel like is the most important?
Perfect. Well, you know, I think what's important is just letting our viewers know and letting your viewers know that, you know, they have an active role now more than ever. And it's honestly a God-led calling to be involved in their government. You know, I think if you would have asked the average person 15 months ago before the Sleepy Joe virus or, you know, the COVID scam, depending on what term you want to use, you know, most people were checked out of their local government. They were checked out of their national government, their local government, never thought about running for office. If you would have asked me 3 years ago that, you know, I was toying with the idea of someday running for office, I would have laughed at you. But now we're faced with, do we want our kids to be standing in a bread line somewhere, asking somebody like Adolf Newsom, or as I affectionately call this guy, Nipple Rings, which is Andrew Cuomo, do we want them asking somebody for permission to live free? And what do we want our kids to have left? And so really the message the last 15 months that I've been preaching.
You know, and I call it the political propaganda plandemic. And I like that you use the word breadline. I use breadline and soup kitchen, or soup line, rather. Soup line is what we have to worry about. But what's scarier is that it's going to happen here quickly if people don't do something and take action, and with specific items, that it's going to affect all of us. Because as I mentioned on this show before, the agenda that has been put into place since January 20th is on high speed, right? We're literally two bills, an executive order, and a filibuster away from something we cannot turn around. Like, we won't be able to turn around that ship unless basically a miracle happens, which, you know, I believe in miracles, so I still think that we've got a chance there, but it's still, we can't wait for that. And as you mentioned, it's people need to get involved and really take something of feasible action, because we've got trillions of dollars that is being already allocated to high speed, this nuclear Biden bomb on an agenda that will take away your freedoms permanently. You want to comment on that, Dr. Cordy Williams?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I was speaking to someone, because I'm in the process of being visited by the Federal Bureau of Idiots. And, you know, I've got an interview set up. And January 6th, you know, I spoke on the 5th, and I was in front of the president from, you know, 11:30 to even before that, early in the morning, headed there. I think we started at 8 a.m. We got to the you know, that area in the ellipse. And, you know, we were listening to Trump and other speakers from 8 to 1:30. And then I went back to my hotel and was there for a good 2 hours. We didn't head towards the Capitol to 3:30 maybe to relieve our girls that we were worried about, you know, our team of people that were selling shirts, you know, a quarter of a mile away from the Capitol. You could only see it off in the distance. And so, you know, I say that to say in talking to people, because I never go into any situation, you know, I'm not going to take a butter knife to a gunfight, especially one where the guy with the gun is hell bent on trying to shoot everybody that gets in front of him. Right. So, you know, I'm seeking counsel and all that. And in the process of doing that, I've heard about some of the things that are going on behind closed doors and some of this Sleepy Joe establishment DOJ agenda that is actively out there. And if you're ignoring it, you know, wait until you stand in line and you're the next person that your family has to deal with it, because there will come a day when you're forced to stand up. And I don't mean, you know, violently or anything like that. I'm saying stand up for your rights as an American peacefully and legislatively. I mean, they mentioned everything from, you know, the legislation they're passing through that Nervous Nancy's trying to get passed through, to pretty much create a dragnet type of structure of anybody that's had any pro-America, pro-Trump, patriotic type of agenda or organization. I mean, you are on the chopping block. You are the bullseye if this, you know, legislation gets through that the left is trying to put out there.
Yeah, and my show, me, and this platform is a huge target because it's called a patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. So you can't have more of a target than that. But you know what? I'm not going to let that stop what I am trying to share and the people that I have on the show and the messages that need to get out in order to try to stop this Nazi regime from doing these things. And it requires we the people to take real action, you know, just something simple like going to the school board meetings, going to the city council meetings, going to the board of supervisors meetings, you know, like I don't actually know if it's going to help here in Mayor Corruption County with the ridiculous established rhinos that we have on that one. But in other states, it probably will. And there's other things that people can do, which is what your organization 1776 Forever Free is about. And then, of course, you know, it doesn't hurt to learn about the Constitution so you know what your rights are rather than what you're being told that your rights are not. But before we go into that, Dr. Cordy, I just want to ask you about and kind of point out to people what you just said. It's almost not a matter of if I will be pointed out and get that phone call from the Federal Bureau of Idiots. It's just when is that going to happen? The censorship was the start, right? And then all of a sudden now you've got these issues. I guess, and the fact that you have to now hire an attorney and have all these extra costs, and you didn't do anything, right? You just love this country, and God forbid you should say that. And you love God, God forbid you should say that. But at least they just didn't show up and knock down your front door. I guess that's the only positive part about scheduling an appointment with them, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, 100%. That's the only positive thing. I'm even seeking, you know, how to tell them if I can't secure counsel by Wednesday, I'm going to tell them I'm not doing it, you know, and that's really the attitude we have to have, because a lot of insiders have blatantly said, like, they are trying to create a narrative and that involves you, right? Like, and that's for everybody. They're not there to be your friend. They're not there to seek true evidence. They're there to pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, you know? And, you know, I've heard over and over again that they don't do recordings and they don't record their interviews because they want to be able to write it on a notepad so they can change the narrative to fit whatever story they want to create. And I heard this from some very high level federal attorneys that gave me insight, and like, I'm frightened by that, especially now that there's, you know, conservatives and patriots We are wearing the Star of David right now. Mm-hmm. And if anybody thinks that we're not, and I've got Jewish friends, and people say it's rash to say that, it's not. How do you think Hitler did what he did? He did it through gaslighting. He did it through brainwashing. And look at all the Karens and Kevins. Look at, like, I guarantee you there are going to be, there's going to, mark my words, there's going to be a large segment of people that mask for the next year to 2 years, and there's going to be a large segment of people that even after that electively choose to mask during flu season. Watch. Watch.
And
watch
stupid.
The vaccine passports come down from businesses, from the trained and gaslit Karens and Kevins that are out there. I mean, this is only the beginning of what is yet to come. And I'm not trying to be, you know, a conspiracy theorist. I mean, you can't even really use that word anymore. Because if you were to outline the worst screenplay in the world of a movie, the last 15 months would be par for the course.
It would be a bad movie. It would be a movie, and I mentioned this numerous times on the platform, it would be a movie that they would try to pitch to Hollywood, and Hollywood said, this is the dumbest thing. No one's going to believe this. No one's going to believe that anyone would fall for this, and that we would be able to take down the country and shut it down for this long, and people wear masks, and we made up all of these guidelines and restrictions, and then we manipulated all these things. They're never going to go for that, and they threw him out of the office. And they couldn't get the funding. And then they said, well, let's just give it a try and see if we could pull it off anyway, which is how we probably ended up where we are. But you're not scaring anybody because you're talking about reality. This is the path that we're headed. And, you know, as far as conspiracies, there is no such thing as conspiracies. I mean, remember back when the CIA came up with conspiracy theories, just because people started to figure stuff out. So they're like, no, we're just going to use the science of propaganda in order to manipulate people to make them think that they're the ones that are crazy. And, you know, it's like they call them the anti-vaxxers. They're not anti-vaxxers. They're just using actual statistics and science and saying, I don't want my kids to take a vaccine. I'm not even talking about the fake non-vaccines that we're pushing now. I'm just talking about in the past where they got that label because the government didn't want you to not take these vaccines, for especially for your children, because that's where they're making all their money and causing more health issues. So it's all about, like I said, the science of propaganda, which is a real thing. So you're being honest, and more people need to hear that honesty because they're living in it. They just haven't paid attention yet to see how bad it is. And you're hearing this from high-level sources. I just want, you know, to kind of repeat that. These people that you're hearing it from, they're very close to it.
Yeah. No, that's a really, really valid point. And it's scary because, you know, I had two people that I haven't seen in my office in 8 months. They were set because, listen to this, these are the most organic. What I mean by organic, we all have that friend that's granola and does the tree bark toothpaste and all that stuff, and that's me, by the way. I'm the most conservative guy in the world. I got 3,000 rounds in my closet, of AR-15 and 9mm, and you know my house is a fortress. But I'm the guy that my wife and I know how many chemicals are on our bedspread. In our laundry detergent, like we are the most granola people as far as that goes. So a guy that was in my practice for several years, haven't heard from him in a while, out of the blue, he calls me, and you're never going to believe this. He was literally in line because of family pressure with his girlfriend to get the vaccine. And the Spirit of God or somebody put it in his heart to call us first. My wife talked him out of it. And they showed up at our office. And I don't mean gave medical advice, but he was asking, hey, what's your personal opinion about this? And she said, well, off the record, you know, I'm a doctor of chiropractic. I can't give advice about vaccines. And he's like, well, are you going to take it? And she blatantly said, no. I would never take somebody that's an outside-in cure to an inside-out problem. Your immune system is so strong. Jesus gave you an immune system, allows your brain to connect your spinal cord could connect your nerves to actually pump and feed your organs. And with that, when that's working, God's power, life, is going to function the way it's supposed to, above, down, inside, and out. So we've been dealing with the flu for years, and yet we're going to take a toxic vaccine that mutates messenger RNA through spike proteins and has a 95% efficacy, right? It's only got a 95% efficacy, but the virus has been proven to have a 99% survival rate. And yet they're recommending this for kids, and they're putting facial condoms on. I had this beautiful little boy next to me, okay, on the flight yesterday. He was flying alone. He's by the window. You know, we've got, the virus doesn't go across the seat when you're wearing a facial condom, but it's possible for it to go across the seat and kill you, only when you're not wearing a facial condom. But if you're eating pretzels on Delta or Cheez-Its that are in the plastic condom, they put it in the plastic condom that they store their Cheez-Its in now, then you're safe. Then the Cheez-Its won't kill you. Nothing's going to kill you, right? And so there's this beautiful young boy, probably the age of my 4-year-old and 2-year-old, right? Just cute and adorable. Like everything about the innocence and the angelic humanity that God created. And I'm staring over at this kid, and he's muzzled. And I'm like, damn, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And that's exactly why I haven't flown my kids, because you're not going to put a facial condom on my kid. My kids are free. They're not going to know what tyranny looks like if I can prevent it. And that's why I'm fighting and going all across the country and leveraging everything I own, because I'm not willing to see more kids like this little guy be in a terrible prison cell, essentially.
Well, one, it's very admirable of you to do that. I mean, to sacrifice. Obviously, now you're getting visits from a certain organization, so you've been marked. You're wearing that Star of David, there's many people that would support that language to be used. Trust me, I've heard them. I've seen them on many, many shows. They said that this is actually what's happening here is actually worse. That was one of the survivors of the Holocaust, Vera, was on a big presentation. She said, actually, what's happening now, I should have the quote in front of me. For some reason, I don't. But basically what the quote was is she said, at least the Nazis weren't trying to tell you that it was good for you, which is basically why this is even worse. But, you know, people want fighters, Dr. Cordy. You know, one of the core virtues of leadership is courage, and it's time that people kind of take that role, the ones that want to step up. But they're not alone. I want people to realize there are people like you that are taking this journey, that are willing to sacrifice. And as you can see, it literally can be everything in order to save the freedoms of all the people in this country, to save the Lady Liberty, and to restore some sanity back here. So anyone that's listening, I don't want you to silence your voices. I want them to make you be encouraged to make them as loud as they can be, because there's many, many, many people out there that feel the same way. But if we stay quiet, and of course, if you're crazy enough to leave on your dirty mask, which actually does not help you, you're breathing dirty air. And of course, as Dr. Zeb Zelenko uses kind of, science. Keep in mind that the mask block microns that are 0.40 are larger, and COVID is 0.10. So just using science, remember, we're supposed to follow the science, which they've never done that since the beginning. They don't help you. So there's many, many more of us. And we've got great leaders like Dr. Cordy, who is kind of paving the way for us to get together, to get involved. And I think that's a pretty good segue to talk about 1776 Forever Free, and the idea of building that community and expanding on it, because like-minded people, we all need to stick together, but we also need to take action items, specifics on what we can do rather than just sit on the sidelines, because that's not going to work. We don't have a lot of time left. So let's talk a little bit about 1776 Forever Free.
Yeah, well, I had a video that went viral about 15 months ago now. It got 17 million hits, and 3 days later, we launched the organization. That video had me, at the Sacramento State Capitol with a backwards hat and a megaphone, just talking down some riot gear police who had, you know, we're listening to the tyrannical orders of a tyrannical dictator, like this guy, Adolf Newsom, and they weren't listening to the oath that they took. And I love firefighters. I love Marines. I love police officers, sheriffs. I mean, you name it, anybody fighting for freedom, Coast Guard, Air Force, Navy, Army. But that day, they just weren't listening to the freedom call. And they've probably never been tested to that degree in their life. And so when we launched 1776 Forever Free, we were very clear on the fact, and I say we because my co-founder, Chris Lippe, and I, a dear friend of mine for over 5 years, we just knew that there wasn't an organization out there that had a branded marketing strategy of freedom where there was a patriot that was speaking out with a communication style to really, really reach and influence people. And we thought that I could be that voice. And, you know, I prayed for a legacy in March and I didn't know, well, really February, and I didn't know it was going to come and, you know, packaged in, you know, the Sleepy Joe virus. But when we launched the org, we ended up doing, I don't know, probably 30 rallies, Michelle, up and down California from voter fraud to trying to get Trump elected to anything you can imagine, the recall Gavin stuff. I was a spokesperson for them. I moderated their weekly town hall on social media. And then we took it national. Not only our merchandise that's been sold all over the country, it appears on social media several times a day. You know, we'll get blasts from people or shared stories and everything you can imagine of a shirt that appeared somewhere on a news program or whatever. Started to, you know, partner with Walk Away, and I spoke at D.C. several times, and we went on the Trump bus tour, and we were really everywhere. Probably about, I don't know, December, we decided that we wanted to start doing, and maybe even later mid-November, constitutional classes. So I had several names in the hat, and I interviewed Doug Gibbs. He's a 30-year fellow of the American Heritage Foundation, and we've been, for probably, I don't know, more than 4 or 5 months now, we've been Zooming in and having people come to my office in Carlsbad, but Zooming people in from all over the U.S., I'm talking 100 people a week cumulatively, and we've been teaching them the Constitution in a way that they can really grab onto. And we've got a platform launching to teach people about how to run for office. You know, a candidates class we're doing with Woody Woodrum and Dan Ball of OAN. And then another product we're launching is a paint-by-the-numbers system where you can click on any state and any county in the continental United States, and you get a drop-down menu of the most frequently unopposed positions in that state and county. And it shows you from point A to point Z how to run for office, how to get in, what you need to do. Paint by the numbers, A to Z system. Because we've got potential candidates out there, but they don't know they can do it. Nobody's inspiring them to do it. And nobody buys anything when it's hard to buy. They buy it when it's easy.
I love that. The most unopposed positions, because why not go after your low-hanging fruit? Because at this point, it doesn't matter what the category is. You don't need experience being in office to be a politician, because obviously we've seen that over the years. That doesn't work. So even if you go into a category, because all it is common sense, right? Remember, we're supposed to keep our common sense caps on, maybe all day, sleep in them. That would be awesome. But if you have common sense, and you even if you don't have your own business, but you know, you're a pretty smart cookie, and you don't never did anything with, you know, higher education for the school, you could probably, and I would say most likely, do a better job than the people that are running the school boards in your city, or maybe even at the state level. I would rather vote for somebody who has no experience but a really good common sense person for any position. So go after your low-hanging fruit, your unopposed positions, and bump them the heck out real quickly, and don't have to spend a lot of money on campaigns, right? Dr. Cordy, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, and then we want the super PAC to really be that vessel to get them into office. And this is where, you know, we're trying to do initiatives to bring other influencers together and other groups together, because I think the groups are too fragmented and there's so many egos out there. And it's like everybody's organization can win and everybody can get their recognition if we work together. But one of the things that the Democrats are great at is, you know, doing what they do, which is getting their people to come together. And I feel like many people have said, this isn't an original thought, although it's a recycled one that makes sense, is they're great at bringing their base, their followers, and their politicians together. And all the infighting we do, all it does is just kill our cause.
Oh, tremendously. Let's just call it the right-ish, the patriot side of their, or traditionally the Republican, the GOP, everybody's kind of independent, It just seems to always be about fundraising, and they don't come together, and everybody is very protective of, their information, their audiences, rather than realizing if everybody came together and had collaboration and unification, and we're lockstep in arms, maybe because there's power in numbers, And like I said, if there's 100 million people, they said that 80 million people voted for Trump, there's at least 100 million people that are on our side now, because they just can't believe what's going on, and they don't like this country, the direction it's headed. If everybody just worked together, it would be a whole different world. You'd be able we're the majority. We're the majority, but we need to act like it. We need to act like it, and everybody needs to work together. So I'm glad that you guys are doing that. I mean, we've added you as a platinum partner on our a platinum partner on our platform, and lots of P's. P's get you always tongue-tied, Dr. Cordy. And in that way that we can have more people can know about you and then join your movement, and then work with the other groups that we have a part of that, because they're all like-minded, all the same page, but each service a different niche that somebody else might be part of one group. But then they say, you know what? I really like that. And I want to think about running for office. The other group doesn't have that. I'm not going to leave the other group. I'm not going to not support the other group. I'm just going to do both. People can do both. You could be members of multiple groups, because there's multiple things and options and take action items that are available. You just need to know about them. So nobody's in competition, and I think smart influencers, smart leaders, and a decent amount of the groups are realizing that, because everybody's starting to do some sort of collaboration. What are your thoughts?
No, I 100% agree. And as I sign off today, and I apologize, but I got to go see my little Rugrats. But, my closing thoughts would be, I 100% agree with that. I think that if we don't band together and people don't stand up, I was saying this on stage in Phoenix this past weekend, if we go back to thinking that it's going to be okay and it's all normal and we acquiesce, and, that's one of the things I've had to talk to my wife about, and it's really tough, and I get it. We are in a different world. The world now is completely different. It's never going to be the same. And some people don't want to face that. I can tell you there's nights I haven't slept. There's nights that I've been, but all I do is I rest on my faith on Jesus Christ. And I'm not perfect, but that's what I do, and his salvation that he gives me. And I think about that, and I think about my two boys and what drives me now versus a million other, used to's in my life is the thought of my kids having to wait in line at a bread line or ask for permission to drive somewhere. And that's what keeps me going.
Well, you're an incredible man, a strong man, Dr. Cordy Williams, and you're really taking the lead here and sacrificing many things. And we need more people to join the movement and support you and get involved. And you're giving them you're showing them how to do it. And you're making it easy. You're saying, hey, here's your low-hanging fruit guy. Give your website one more time, Dr. Cordy.
Yeah, you want to go to 1776foreverfree.com. Please subscribe to our newsletter and our Dr. Cordy Lee Williams 1776 Freedom Fighter Facebook group. Usually we have to get about 500 members before it goes up 100 members. Nothing to see there. And we just got a warning from Facebook, and the Zuck, as I affectionately call him, he's probably down in his mom's basement. Getting that unemployment check with her. But at any rate, there's stuff we have to do to mobilize and really move forward against, these cadavers, these pieces of trash, these demonic pieces of trash like Zucks and Jack Dorsey and the cadaver in the White House. And, just all these demonic people, because this is a spiritual war. And if you don't think it is, you need to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 20. And it talks about putting on the full armor of God, but it talks about the time that we're in right now.
Ephesians chapter, what did you say? Ephesians 6, chapter 10 through 20.
Verses 10 through 20. And a lot of people get the armor, but they don't get the parts in between where it talks. It basically talks about a government and an enemy that, and resisting that enemy or that government. And it's pretty powerful. I read it every morning because I want to remember it as I go out to combat what we're dealing with and how important it is that we persevere.
Oh, I like that a lot. I'm going to read that today, and I'm going to share it on the show on Wednesday. Maybe we'll incorporate that into every episode. So I know you got to run. Did you want to plug your radio show real quick so people are aware of it?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's Dr. Cordy and Crystal Teeny's Unfettered Patriot, and you can subscribe on iHeart, Spotify, Apple's iTunes, and probably 30 other. It's on 1170 and 640 KCBQ. But if you just want to go to the, you know, go to the Apple podcast, even though they're just like China's on, you know, they're all communists. We have to deal with them right now until we get different companies that aren't. But you can download that app on your phone, Dr. Cordy and Crystal Teeny's Unfettered Patriot, and we'd love to just share our heart with you about freedom.
Awesome. And then I'm going to add you guys to our must listen to page so that way your podcast or the talk radio show could be easily found. Then, of course, everyone can always download on demand because it turns into a podcast. So, Dr. Cordy Williams, thank you so much for coming on. I know you got to jump. You got to take care of business over there in San Diego. So thanks for coming on. I'm excited to work with your organization on our platform, 1776 Forever Free. Thanks for being a platinum partner, and we're going to do a lot of great things together. We're going to get the word out. We're going to get everybody working together and participating and giving those take action items that they need to make a difference in their community. So thank you, sir, and Semper Fi, right? Semper Fi. Damn it. I did it.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Semper Fi as well, and thanks for having me on, and you have a blessed day.
Oh, you're the best, Dr. Cordy. You too. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Right.
I appreciate it. And I know a lot of people listening appreciate it too.
Thank
oh, man,
so much,
what a
sir.
Good man. Yeah, you're an awesome guy. You're an awesome guy, sir. Have a great day and a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, man, what a good man. What a mighty, mighty good man. I got a chance to meet him when I was in Tulsa briefly, but we've connected after the show. And like I said, he's just doing amazing things. Just a very sincere man. Loves God, loves Jesus, loves his country. He's a good family man too. And he's a great chiropractor. So he's there, to help people and keep them healthy, keep them healthy. So please go check out 1776 Forever Free. What I did is I added them to our partners, or our, here we go with again with the P's, our Platinum Partners page, and that's at the Take Action tab, the Partners and Patriots tab. You can go to either one. All of the website pages connect together, and I also added them to our Patriots Must Follow. There's a Must Follow page. That's where all the groups are listed. So you've got all kinds of groups that are out there doing amazing things and bringing people together from America's Restored to Defend Our Union, America Restored is Tommy Collins, and all of these people have come on the show. So they have episodes and special segments that you could listen to. So you've got America's Restored with Tommy Collins. You've got Defend Our Union with Raj Doraswamy. You've got Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and Dr. Pam Popper, who was here on Friday. Oh, that was one heck of a show. That was episode 214, and that's Make Americans Great Again. She also has her wellness forum health that has incredible health information, a lot of free information, and they have a lot of other things. You can become a member of their group. And you've got, who else do we've got? Now we've got 1776 Forever Free, and you've got Nations in Action with Maria Zach. That one was a powerful episode. Remember, it was about Italy, and Italy did it. Italy and the election fraud. Oof. So those are just a few of the different organizations. There's more listed at that Must Follow page. It's the Patriots Must Follow. And we're working with all those groups to get you those take action items so you can really do something to not only make a difference in your communities, but grow your business, enhance the quality of your life. Like, for example, if you have a business, one of our platinum partners is Women's Leadership Live. That's this Debbie Saviano. Yeah, so go check them out. And that's business. So like I said, we're covering everything. And then media, you know, if you want to listen to some great shows, what about Miss Ann Vandersteel, The Steel Truth? Her show and producer Liz have really stepped it up over the past couple of months, and the product and the quality that they are producing is amazing. I highly encourage you to check it out. They're listed on our Must Listen To page. They're also listed on our Platinum Partners page, and then the Must Follow, Must Listen To. Everything's there. It's 9 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, 9 p.m. Eastern time at steeltruth.com. And don't forget Jeff Brain over at Clout Hub. We're going to be getting a channel on there, and we're going to be implementing some video into this platform. Just haven't figured the logistics out on that yet, but that's going to be an amazing. And then, of course, we've got the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, which is where we have a huge listening audience. I want to thank everyone that's been listening and sharing with their family and friends. The audience numbers just keep growing and growing. I encourage you to check that out. Again, all of these groups are listed on our Platinum Partners page, Take Action tab. On the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right, so I've got a bunch more to share. It's 1:36. We're going to be ending it at 2 o'clock or just before then today. But I do have a bunch of sound bites that I need to share with you. All right, I'm going to do a few of them because they're funny. Well, some of them aren't funny, but it's reality, okay? It's reality. So let's start with the funny one, okay? Now, I saw this. Oh, because you know what I'm doing, and I encourage you to do this too. All right, let me back up real quick. So what I'm encouraging everyone to do, if you can, right, when you're doing work and you know, turn off the TV. The TV is just junk. The news that you're getting, even from, like, unfortunately, Fox News is part of the problem too. I mean, they really all are. They've shown their true colors over the past year. Everyone has. So take them for what it's worth. Don't question it. You just know the content is bad or it's old. You know, they're all talking about fraud Gmail and gain of function. Okay, we started talking about that in September. In September, we did a whole episode about it, about the coronavirus, and there was gain of function, and we were talking about the PCR test with Clay Clark. It was episode 126. We're at episode 215 today. So that's how old news this stuff is, okay? And as we learned from Dr. Pam Popper, she was talking about it in August. She actually wrote a book, which means that she started following all this stuff back months and months before that. And, of course, they've been talking about it on the War Room with Steve Bannon and Raheem Kassam, who's over at the National Pulse, who has his own podcast through them, too. They were talking about it back in the fall of last year. Okay, so what you're seeing now, it's like months old news, so don't even bother. I mean, yeah, you can flip it on for a second. But otherwise, literally, go to the alternative patriotic media. We list them all on our, of course, back to the Take Action tab. You'll see patriotic media, and they're all listed there. So all you got to do is click on the graphic. You'll see the company's name, right? Just click on that, and that is publications, and that is also ones that have forums or they have big chat rooms, but they also, some of them are TV shows or podcasts. So it's everything. So that you're going to get the real inside. You're going to get the information that's factual. You're not going to get this spin. You're not going to get this political propaganda plandemic. Well, there he goes, political propaganda plandemic. You're not going to get that junk that's coming at you to brainwash you, to manipulate the information so that you are encouraged to keep wearing your dirty mask, which obviously does not do anything. And listening to all this fake science, which again, they have never followed science from the beginning, because if they did, none of this would have ever happened. And of course, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier with a Dr. Cordy, and he was talking about the issues with the non-vaccine. Okay, it's it is not a vaccine, but an experimental biological agent with mRNA technology trafficking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yes, that is correct. Fetal tissue from aborted babies. And the VAERS reporting, right? Remember, we were talking about that. I gave you those statistics. They're even higher now than the ones that I was giving you with all the adverse reactions to people. I mean, major problems with this. And then the spike protein, where your body is actually destroying its own immune system for a disease where a virus that is less deadly than the flu, Oh, man, guys. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All right. Look out for your own health. Oh, I was just telling you about the Patriarch Media. So, yes, turn off the television and turn off any news from social media. That is all propaganda, too. That is all manipulated. And they're just trying to still brainwash you and convince you that there was a pandemic, right? There wasn't. If you look at the numbers, there wasn't. And the WHO obviously said that there wasn't one after March. Initially there was because they had all this fake information coming at you. But after that, they said, well, there isn't one. But nobody talked about it because they wanted to prolong this because there's an agenda behind it. You know, and we've discussed this. Dr. Pam Popper went into great detail about it and her book, right? She has a whole book on it that she wrote in August of last year. I highly encourage you to listen to that show. It's episode 214. She comes on at the 1 hour mark, and I'm going to put her as a special segment so you can easily just go right to that. But yeah, and then of course the videos that I was mentioning from Mike Adams. Okay, Mike Adams had interviewed Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Christiana Northrup. That had some fascinating, and I mean scary, but reality information over the last week about this whole non-vaccine and the shedding and what it really is doing. And all the adverse reactions. I mean, you're talking major stuff. So, you know, you do your homework and just learn about it. And of course, the scary part for the people that have not decided to poison their body and get this experimental non-vaccine is this virus was designed. This virus was designed to actually jump from body to body, even if you didn't take it, which is scary. And that's happening. Okay. That is happening. That is documented. That is true. That is coming from the major doctors. Dr. Larry Pilebsky, who was on episode 213, he was even talking about that. He's recently talking about that. He does his Thursday show with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And they were discussing that. So all the doctors that I reference or the ones that have been on the show, they're all the ones that are delivering you the truth. Okay. They're the ones that are giving you the real factual information. They're the ones who are following the science. So Mike Adams' show, The Health Ranger, he is listed on our must listen to page. So you'll see that. Go for the past week. You will see those interviews. You need to watch those. That's Dr. Lee Merritt. And there's, I don't know if he has Pilebsky on there. Pilebsky was our episode. You can listen to 213. But Dr. Christiana Northrup, those two were the ones that blew my mind. But it made me realize, you know, the danger. I mean, he even said the reason why he's not going to an event in Tulsa is because he was worried about these vaccinated people. You know, the spike proteins and the mRNA, you know, all of these, the vaccine actually, let's put it this way, whatever's in the syringe, jumping from those people to him because it is fact. And it's designed that if you bump into somebody or are close by, it can transmit. Okay. There's a certain apparently shelf life to that. You know, we've heard 7 weeks, but who knows? Who knows how long that is, but that's what they're kind of estimating now. That's why they tell you not to go get pregnant or not to be around pregnant people for 7 weeks. That's scary. Like, what do you put that? In the paperwork. It's either on the website or in the actual documentation from the quote-unquote non-vaccine makers, right? Because it's not a vaccine. So it's getting scary stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to mention, make sure you go to the Patriot, listen to those shows. It's very important. I'm trying to get both of those doctors on the show. But then just go to the Patriotic Media page and you'll be able to find the sources. And just jump through you can go through some of the headlines, the topics in a few minutes, and it'll get you in and out so you can focus on other things. Like I'm joining some of these organizations to figure out what you can do to make your life better. And like I said, a lot of the times you're networking with other people, like-minded people, especially from Make Americans Free Again. There's a whole business component to that. So you're going to be, if you're worried like, oh, what if I do some of this community stuff? I'm not going to be focusing on growing my business. No, it's hand in hand because you're working with like-minded people and like-minded people want to work with each other. So, you know, don't think of it that way. You're going to be meeting some great American patriots and you'll probably pick up some business from it. Not like you should go out there and say, here's what I do. And that's why I'm in this group because that's not the point of it. but you're gonna have some solid relationships that are built. Remember, things are all about relationships. We forgot how to develop and build those over the past 12 or 15 months, but we're putting things back to normal. Everything's gonna go back to where we were. At least we're gonna live that way. And if other people don't want to live that way, then that's fine. You can wear your little dirty mask, but don't try to get me to wear one. Don't say anything that I'm not wearing one, because I actually care about my health and they don't do anything. And like I said, it's a symbol of tyranny and control. So you can keep your thoughts to yourself. If that's what your little safety niche is, and, you know, do what you want. You're hurting yourself. You're succumbing to the Nazi regime who wants to control you. So let's do a couple of sound bites here, because it's 1:54. I'd want to get a couple bits of pieces of information in before we end the show today at 2 o'clock. I'm not going to go longer than that. All right. So here's the funny one. So, you know, Kamala met the South Korean leader, right? And we probably saw some of that video where when she shook his hand and then she wiped her hand on her pants, I guess, to get his germs off of her. So anyone that didn't see that video, I highly recommend you see it. But here's what he said after they shook hands.
당시 SNS에서 많은 사람들이 동참한 진주 목걸이 캠페인을 인상 깊게 보았습니다. 보이지 않는 차별과 유리천장을 앞장서서 극복해온 부통령님에 대한 애정과 지지였다고 생각합니다.
It is a real treat to be greeted by a stripper. This is the first time I see one with the face of a hyena. It's like I went on safari and suddenly found a strip club in the middle of the Sahara with a stripper hyena there to greet me. Just for the record, I am not leaving until I get a picture with the real president, Donald J. Trump.
Okay, that's not what he said, but it was a spoof. I just thought it was hysterical. And I knew that the audience, you guys, would enjoy it. Here's something. It's a little bit longer. It's 4 minutes, but it's something that you need to hear. And since we're here in Mayor Corruption County, and today was the day that the audit restarted, I want to just play a couple of these sound bites to remind you of what type of election fraud really happened during the 2020 presidential election on November 3rd, which lingered for like 3 weeks unnecessarily, because it really was over, clearly over, when they stopped counting. I mean, they don't do that. That's not normal. Part of the plan, right? So you probably haven't heard these in a while, or maybe you haven't heard them at all, but I want to keep that information fresh. I want to keep your minds fresh. And for people that haven't listened to this before or heard it, this is just the tip of the iceberg of what is going to be uncovered during this audit. And as I mentioned, remember in the beginning, I said from what I'm hearing and what I saw on His Grace and His Glory, with Grace and Glory, that there's a lot of information they already have. They already have the goods, right? You just haven't gotten to that point where it is all out there yet. Just whether they want to keep doing the audit, obviously they have to. But you've got the left that has got, literally, they are having complete meltdowns. You know, Maddow is having a complete meltdown. You've got Joe Scarborough melting down. You've got them all going crazy because they realize how close everything is to this blowing up in their face even worse. And more people are starting to pay attention. More people are starting to go, you know what, this is the first time I heard of that. So if this is the first time you're listening, or you haven't watched any of Mike Lindell's Absolute Proof, Absolute Interference, you can go to our website, go to the Take Action tab, you can go to Election Fraud, or you can just go to the actual Take Action tab on that main page there. The videos are there. So watch them, okay? Share them with your family and friends, because this is all proven, and it's computers, algorithms, it's science. There's no opinion there. It's not needed, you know, because all of this stuff is so blatantly obvious. Not to mention, don't forget what Maria Zach said in episode 208. They came at this from every single possible direction. Italy was just one of the avenues. And her episode's fascinating. Like I said, it's episode 208. She's with Nations in Action. She's the one that was basically blew the whistle and uncovered all of this fraud of where it came from out of. And how the Italian government and the Italian different companies were a part of implementing all of the computers and the satellites to manipulate the voting, okay, the voting numbers, the machines, all that stuff. So What was I saying? I don't even know. All right, back to where this is. So the reason why I'm sharing this is because, I mean, if we're putting it all on the line, if Dr. Cordy Williams is putting it on the line, you got Ann Vandersteel, who was stopped by TSA last week when she was on our, it was a couple of days before she, it's like 1 or 2 days before she was on our show, which was episode 210. Oh my God, her episode was amazing. I encourage you to listen to that. I just haven't put it in a special segment yet, but I will be doing that over the next couple of days. Episode 210 with Ann Vandersteel. She comes on for my patriotic soapbox at the 1 p.m. hour, so the 1 hour mark. And she gives you this, tells you the in-depth story of how TSA flagged her, and she was identified at multiple airports, and they had a whole bunch of them. She got frisked down, I mean, like aggressively frisked. And then, of course, they accidentally sent her baggage over to Washington, D.C., because, of course, they had to go check it out. So they acted like it was a mistake, but it went there. She got a nasty letter from Department of Homeland Security saying that your special special permission for the TSA line or the TSA security has been revoked because you are basically a threat of some sort and all kinds of stuff. So if these people are put on the line, then I have no problem doing my part to keep reminding you of what transpired, what you're going to start hearing more of. Because if they're going to be targets and going down, and I already know they got a target on my back, well, then that's, you know, it is what it is. And I'm not going to let this country go down. I'm not going to let it happen. I mean, I get emotional when I talk about that, but it is what it is. God forbid people should care, right? All right. So I'm going to play this soundbite about from the war room. It's really, really good. It's a good reminder about just one little portion of the election fraud. So enjoy this one.
It's about math and it's about evidence. So let's talk about just some of the evidence. And again, Dr. Navarro has done some groundbreaking work on this. Steve Cortez has. Let's just take one piece. All right. Steve Cortez has talked about bellwether counties. All right. So let's remind everybody who's listening. We know bellwether counties. There are 19 counties in the United States of America that since 1980 have voted every presidential election for the president. What does that mean? An 80 for Reagan, an 84 for Reagan.
Pretty good track right? record. Mathematically. Pretty good.
So we talk about signals. That means that like those signals, those 19 counties, all of them have gotten every election right for 40 years. What happened in the 2020 election?
19 counties.
19, yes,
for
sir.
For 40 years. Have always voted for the winner.
Correct, yes, sir.
Pretty extraordinary.
It's an extraordinary thing.
And they're spread kind of throughout the country.
It's a signal with a lot of fidelity.
We would call that, that's brilliant, signal with a lot of fidelity. This is an important thing to focus on, is it not, sir?
An extraordinarily important.
This is what they teach you at Yale and at Oxford. These are the types of things.
It was Duke and Oxford, but, you know, that's all right. We did our thing.
You feel like you're from Yale.
So 18 of 19 counties went to Trump. Now, here's what's
really... Hold it, stop.
Yes.
You're saying after 40 years, this is the Cortez thing, you're saying after 40 years, 18 of the 19 bellwethers...
18 of the 19 bellwethers...
Go for Trump. I would assume, looking at science-based, evidence-based, database, that Trump was the winner of said election.
Absolutely. You'd assume it there. Let's build on that case. He won Florida and Ohio. He won them handily. Then let's also look. President Trump won the largest share of the black vote in this country for a generation. Now, the liberals would have you...
For a Republican.
Yeah. Yes, sir. For a Republican. The liberals would have you believe, and the left would have you believe, and all the people who want to tell you no, don't look at the evidence, would have you believe, oh, yes, he did that, and he did it in all of these cities, but magically... Not in Milwaukee, magically not in Atlanta, magically not in Philadelphia. Interestingly, not in all of these Democrat-run cities all have the same feature of having stopped the vote count.
Maricopa County?
Yes, in the middle of the night and then accounting for a whole series of ballots, which again, the statistical evidence on this, Revolver News has had a number of good articles about this. The suggestion that those ballots could have come in that mix.
As a Rhodes Scholar, you think you can stand on any stage, with any of Rachel Maddow, her posse, anybody, any Democrat, and you could walk through and make the intellectual argument that this is flat out, you you've got to go back to November 3rd and get to the bottom of that. No doubt in your dough.
No doubt. All fact-based. And I would let them say, the minute that I say one thing that's factually incorrect, they can cut off the mic. Okay? All facts. The evidence is there. And it has to be investigated.
And you're saying that, hey, you can't move forward till you got to get to the bottom. No looking forward. But you got to get to the bottom of November 3rd, state by state.
We have to get to the bottom of November 3rd, state by state. Why? Because as a country, as a republic, our voters have to have confidence in our elections. It is essential that we do it. And the left, if they believe what they're saying, they should welcome that. They should welcome a full and complete investigation. And then at the end of that, they could say, look, all of you Trump folks, all of you America First folks, you're 100% wrong. Right? And I haven't even gotten into, Steve, the literally hundreds of affidavits.
Yes.
From folks like Jesse Jacobs in Michigan.
David Clements from New Mexico State has aggregated those up. It's amazing.
Yeah, if you had nothing to hide, then you'd have no problem with the audit here in Mayor Corruption County, but that's just not the case of the radical regressive left and the rhinos here that are in charge of the Mayor Corruption Board of Supervisors. You know, they're pushing back. They didn't even show up to the meeting that they were supposed to, the Senate meeting last week. They didn't want this audit to happen. What do you got to hide, guys? And then you got that crazy Katie Hobbs. I don't even want to go down that road. But here is two sound clips. Oh, we're at 156. I do want to play both of these for you, though. The other ones I'll save, and then we'll wrap up the show. Election fraud, okay? Election fraud. Watch the videos from Mike Lindell. You can go there on the must-watch page under the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And there's also an election fraud page. And if you go check that out, it'll even give you links to Peter Navarro's report that has incredible detailed information about facts. Remember the facts. They were just talking about facts, and it's all fact-based. So the thing that you need to remember, that if you have nothing to hide, then you wouldn't be trying to stop what's going on. You wouldn't be trying to stop it. Yeah, here. So here is the left. Here's the left. This means that, you know, everybody's saying we're over the target. Well, you know, the facts have been out for a while. They're just starting to realize it's hitting the fan because the audit is moving. And just for them, which transpired last week, you know, removing databases, saying that we don't have passwords. We don't have passwords. It's like you buying a computer and then you don't have the password to log into the computer because Microsoft has it. But you bought the computer. That doesn't make any sense, right? Just another diversion tactic, another excuse that doesn't make sense. Just like this whole political propaganda pandemic. Think about it. Nothing made sense. You know, Dr. Cordy was given a good analogy about the plane and putting it on. You know, you're not safe when you're not eating, but as soon as you take your mask off, what do you call it? A condom? You call it a face condom? Once you take that off and eat, it's okay. It's like when you go into a restaurant. Remember, I don't know if they're still doing, I haven't been to one here in a little bit, but I can't imagine they're still doing. Well, I can't imagine. Nothing surprises me at this point. But you would walk in and they'd say, like that mask Nazi that cornered me back in, I think it was March. And the mask Nazi in March, when I tried to tell her that it's no more mask month, just looked at me. Well, she probably mouthed that a nasty word, but she had a mask on, so I couldn't see what she was saying, but her eyes didn't look too friendly. And she's like, I get to the front and I see my friend sitting over in the booth, not wearing a mask. And I was like, okay, we don't have to wear them here. Cause I called to make sure that we didn't have to wear them. And they told me they didn't. Otherwise I wouldn't have chosen that restaurant. And I said, she goes, do you have a mask? I said, no. She goes, well, you need one. I said, well, my friend doesn't have one. She goes, well, she's sitting down at the table. I said, what? She says, well, you need it to walk to the table, and then once you sit down, you don't need it. I said, you do realize what you just said was really, really stupid, and it doesn't make any sense. She says, well, that's just our policy. I said, so you mean I can get it when I'm standing up, and I'm about 5'6", and when I'm walking, but then when I sit down, and I'm sitting down, and I'm, you know, take off a foot, foot and a half, then I can't get it because I'm sitting down. So short people safe, tall people not safe. But if I'm If I'm stationary for the most part, I'm safe. But if I'm moving, I'm not safe. See what I mean, guys? None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. So listen to a soundbite from that Rachel Maddow. She's gone mad. She's gone mad, which is awesome. I love that she's getting all riled up. But if you listen, her tone has changed. I listened to her the other day, and it was very different than when she kind of went a little ape shit the other day. Here, listen, this is something, you know, one of these stupid-ass rhino established Republicans. They call themselves Republicans. They're not. They hate Trump. They hate the country. They like the way it used to be because as the notorious MTG explained to us, that it's a business. Washington, D.C. is a business, and they don't like when Trump came in and started to change things and tried to clean it up, clean up that swamp, because they like where they are, and they like control, and they like the system so they can go in and make millions and millions of dollars in their little business world called Washington, D.C., and launder money through all of their bills that are just money laundering slush funds and redistribution of your hard-earned tax dollars, you know, the ones for paybacks and payoffs and bribes, the elected elites, and they're paying off their friends, and they're sending money to cities and states and special interest groups and NGOs, and now churches, and of course universities, and their and foreign countries. You know, that's what all these bills are. That's all they do, is redistribute your money into their agendas in their own pockets. You know, the foundations and the nonprofits, all those things that are out there now, as we mentioned earlier, and that big Biden nuclear bomb that's coming at all of us with its agenda driven. Just remember the conversation we had earlier with Sheriff Mark Lamb of Pinal County, the sheriff, everybody's favorite sheriff. Talking about the border, the explosion of the border, all of these, just like a wide open door. And you're paying for it. You're paying for it. How do you think they're coming over? They're coming over because the NGOs, I just mentioned them, as part of these money laundering slush funds, redistribution of your hard-earned cash, is doing nothing to help you and the rest of the Americans out there. The money is being funneled through the NGOs, through Catholic charities, through many of the churches that are just getting all these people, recruiting them, bringing them over. And then, of course, they're getting money to do all that. They're getting money. So they're pocketing a lot of money. And if they're getting money to provide quote-unquote services, you know that they're skimping on the services, and there's a huge spread that they actually get that's part of their profit, okay? So they're part of their profit that they are then – that's why they're doing all of this, right? So that's how they're coming over. This is all part of a plan. That's why it's not being stopped. It's not being stopped because that's not part of the plan. So again, remember we said stop saying why. You already know why. Because the people that are in charge are either corrupt or they are compromised, and they are part of the problem. They're not going to be the solution because they have no intention to create a solution because they created this problem just at the border alone. Because there's many reasons why, from cheap labor to human trafficking to drug smuggling to sex trafficking, that's all part of what they want. They want the bodies here to vote. They want the bodies for the cheap labor. They want the bodies to use to exploit for sex trafficking, for human trafficking. And of course they want more drugs. So their hands are in all of that. And then, of course, their hands are in giving more of your money to pay for their hotels, to pay for their plane tickets, to pay for these organizations, these NGOs that are going to house them, that are going to help them, that are going to place them. I didn't even mention, and I'm going to save this for Wednesday because I'm going to try to get it really condensed for you, all the money that's gone to these evangelical and the churches and the Catholic Church alone, the money that's gone to them to help these illegals come across the border since 2008. And then the amount that they're getting now, I mean, you're talking billions of dollars, billions, not MB as in billions. Remember the soundbite we played with Liz Yor, of Your Children, about how the Vatican is like the central hub of the global elites and that Great Reset agenda. And of course, they have all these recent, they're having all of these recent conferences and summits about all of that. They're not hiding it. They're not hiding it. And you want to talk about the whole child
sex trafficking and human trafficking with the Vatican Church. Oh, that is just a whole nother, that's a whole nother show and a segment. But let me get back to Maddow. So, all right, this is what started my little rampage, my little patriotic soapbox that I just went off on, and I'm well past the 204 mark. I'm at 204, so I'm past the mark, but I'm gonna wrap it up here. I just want to play these sound bites for you because I did find them, listen to them, and I want to share. So as I was saying, I was calling them rhinos. That's what started it. See, you get me to say those rhinos. So anyway, you had a couple of these people. Oh, did anyone see Adam King something. I don't know. You know who I'm talking about. What he said on Fox News Sunday yesterday. Oh, God. This guy's got to go. Somebody's got to run against him and get him out of office. But it's not probably that's why they're like recall. What's the point of getting him out of there? A lot of these people at that level, this makes sense. It's too expensive, as we learned here, how expensive it is to do recalls. Anyway, people like that are what is this little Maddow, like Maddow, they call her Mad Cow Maddow? Mad Cow Maddow? You're going to come up with a name for it. So she was saying how the rhinos are fighting back and they don't even approve the audit. Well, she didn't call them rhinos. She called them Republicans. They're not Republicans. So whenever you hear that, people, whenever you hear that the Republicans are turning on each other, the Republicans have turmoil and strife, and they're not united, those are the people who are calling themselves Republicans but don't care about this country, do not care about you. So that's where the left hangs their hat because they have one. Like, oh, I don't know, Liz Cheney. You want to call her a Republican? You want to call a warmonger traitor who voted to impeach Trump twice? You want to call her a Republican? Hell no. So listen to Maddow. This is funny.
We're going to be going live to Arizona in just a few minutes tonight where the Republican Party's indulgence of the Trump election fraud fantasies have now turned into sort of a nightmare for their own party. The dangerousness of what they are doing with this so-called audit of Arizona's election results is now causing some Republicans who initially supported it to not just jump off this proverbial ship, but they're now trying to torpedo that proverbial ship itself. Republicans in Maricopa County, again, including some who initially supported this thing, they're now not only demanding an end to the recount, they're saying they will refuse to cooperate with or have anything to do with it anymore. They're now pledging, among other things, to defend the integrity of Arizona's election by fighting in court any purported results that is announced for this audit. Some of the most lurid allegations made by the so-called audit group, the so-called recount groups, about something being terribly wrong and them having discovered terrible discrepancies in what they've recounted and audited thus far, some of those, their most lurid and irresponsible claims, they have actually walked back tonight and admitted that they are true. We will have more on this ahead, but the fight back from Republicans in Arizona who went along with this at first but now recognize how dangerous and how bad this is, what it's going to do not only to future elections in Arizona but potentially what it's going to do to future elections for the whole country, their fight back over the past 24 hours is like all of a sudden really loud and really angry and at times really eloquent. It is something to behold, particularly for people who felt differently not all that long ago. And it's interesting, that has been unfolding over the course of this last 24 hours, even as there was big news about the other one of these nonsense.
She said their voices were really loud here in Arizona. I live here. I didn't hear anything really loud. All I saw was a tremendous amount of support at the America First rally on Friday, which I'll mention in a minute. But I want to play one more Maddow soundbite here. This is when she's talking about Trump recently commented, and of course she's calling it the Trump lie. So doing this just so you can hear what these insane people are saying, because they're trying to convince you that you're nuts, this whole election fraud is the big lie. Oh, the big lie is what they did. The big lie is what they're doing to cover it up. Again, there's at least 100 million of people that are on our side, guys. There's many, many of us. You're not alone. You are not alone. You are not a white supremacist. You are not a racist. You are not an insurrectionist. You're just a patriotic American who wants to go to work, wants them run their business, wants to have their kids in school, who wants to support their community, who would love to, you know, support a nonprofit, you know, maybe not work on the weekends, do normal stuff and not have the government tell you what to do, what you can and can't do, and then berate you and demean you and then get attacks from the left. You don't want to, you want to live in a country where you don't have your censorship for what you thought was freedom of speech because you posted on social media something that said, I love God or Jesus rocks, or you forwarded factual information about the non-vaccine directly from the CDC's website, and then they threw you off Facebook, or your posts were shut down, or you're being shadow banned because you're telling the your truth, or you're voicing your opinion. And it's not the country we're supposed to be living in, but we are. We are. Constitutional rights are being violated. Here's another one. This is a Trump lie one.
I will tell you, this Arizona story, like I said, I did not expect to be seeing it, to be covering it again tonight after we covered it last night. It is obviously strange. It's laughable in lots of ways. But the president, former President Trump, put out a statement today lauding this and talking about how this was going to reveal the truth of the 2020 election and citing a whole bunch of other states that are also going to now do this to reveal the truth of the 2020 election. And he's still maintaining this fantasy that he somehow won and that Joe Biden isn't really the president anymore. He's not the legitimate president. What the Arizona Republicans are doing here, this process by which they are bastardizing the actual secure election from November 2020, and they're going to produce some result that says that it was some other fraudulent thing, will be used by the Trump part of the Republican Party and the Trump right to cast doubt on the 2020 election among their most fervent supporters in a way that none of their failed lawsuits in the past have been able to do. They got the actual ballots and they handed them to conspiracy theorists who say that, you know, QAnon is the mastermind or whatever it is that stopped this, that they need to use to stop the steal. And all, I mean, the craziest parts of the pro-Trump conspiracy theory world have the actual ballots and are going to declare that something different happened in the election in Arizona than what really happened. And that will become a lie that they try to live on and build on for a long time to come. You watch. This is a ridiculous story that will become very dangerous in the long run. I'll be right back.
I don't even know how to start with that one. There's so much to dissect there and give her some factual information. You know what's dangerous? She's dangerous. The people behind this entire election fraud is dangerous. The people that are behind the political propaganda plandemic are dangerous. The ones that destroyed millions of people's lives across this country, millions of businesses. You want to talk about crimes against humanity? That is the coronavirus, the Wuhan flu, the political propaganda pandemic. It's their narrative's falling apart. The facts are coming out. I've talked about them before. Only 9,000 people died with or from COVID. Nine. And again, the numbers are still less than the flu, the regular flu, and less, tremendously less than the SARS issue under Obama. I've given those numbers before. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. I do have a little bit of breaking news, and then we are done. We are done. We are done for the day. Where is my breaking news? Where is my breaking news? 2:13. 2:13. Just a few more minutes, everybody, so stick with me. Breaking news. Number five, Friday's America First rally with our favorite Congresswoman, notorious MTG, was a huge success. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And of course, Matt Gaetz was there. Huge success. There was 3,500 people in the room. There was a few thousand people outside who weren't able to get in. I've actually never been to a rally before. It was awesome. It was awesome. You know, it was interesting. It was at the Marriott right there in Mesa. And I'm wondering if Marriott was on that list of 200 companies, corporations, the woke corporations, because they purposely did not turn the air conditioning on because it was so hot in there. And you say, well, Michelle, there was 3,500 people. I said, you know what? We live in Arizona. It gets to be 115 degrees outside. So if you can't keep a room cool when it's actually, oh, I don't know, in the high 70s, low 80s outside and you are having an event for 3,500 people and you can't keep the room cool, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Well, then you needed a bigger room or you needed additional units, but I just don't doubt that was an issue in 2021 when we had 115 degree heat in the summer. So yes, they did not turn the air conditioning on. Oh, it was hot, but they didn't care. Nobody left because it was hot. That's the best part. I actually had the chance to meet the notorious MTG. She's awesome. She's shorter than I thought. She's shorter than me. And Congressman Gosar and Congressman Biggs. And I talked to Congressman Gosar for a while. He is a chatty Cathy. Smart guy, though. And I met Rahim Kassam from the War Room and Liz Willis from Right Side Broadcasting Network. Liz is the VP over there now, so I told her huge congratulations. She's young, too. She's a hard worker, flying all over the country, spreading the truth, girl power. Great, great, great lady. And they're all going to be coming on the show. And don't forget, MTG made a special appearance in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox last week. That's episode 213. She comes on the one-hour mark, and I made a special segment for that. So you just want to just jump to that special segment. You can see it on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and also on your favorite podcast player. We're on 16 of them, so just see that on there. And let's see, number six, Tuesday the 25th, which is tomorrow at 6 p.m., Freedom Works America's Comeback Tour 2021 with Nigel Farage, Reverend C.L. Bryant, and Carrie Lake. They have an event. It's free. Tickets are free. And it's listed on our live events page at the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And keep in mind, there is a whole bunch of nationwide events listed on the live events page. There's also some events listed on the virtual events page, and we are adding more events as we come across them, ranging from patriotic to business, to personal improvement. So anything that I find that's interesting or that people are sending to me, I'm going to be posting them on there. We have a special section for Arizona live events, so be sure to check that out. Everything is on the Take Action tab. And number seven, I want everyone to listen to this one. Remember, we're doing the recalling Arizona House Speaker, Rogue Rhino Rusty Bowers. Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell have joined America's Restored to make this recall happen. Our own partner, Marianne Mendoza, with Angel Families, is helping out there in LD 25, which is the Mesa area. We're doing what we can here on our platform. So I'm just reaching out and I'm encouraging anybody who is in the Mesa area that's in District 25, or if you know anyone that is, let's get them involved. Let's get them to join the movement, or you join the movement, sign the petitions and volunteer to help gather signatures. Total of signatures needed is 30,000. We can get rid of this man who's just doing very bad things in the House of Representatives, and he's leading it. A lot of bills are going through that are very dangerous to the Arizona citizens here. And the list of things that he has done and voted against or voted for is listed on their recallbowers.com website. And I put the link to that on our Arizona recalls page. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and you'll see the Arizona recalls page. And then you can click the rusty graphic. It'll take you to the website. It'll give you all the information about petitions, where to go. There's kind of like a rallying place that is a central location. It's the Time Out Sports Bar down in Mesa. And it gives you information on how to get the ballots, where to go for the signature, and to get packets, the signatures, and it tells you all the things that he has done to hurt Arizona and the people of the great state of Arizona. So that is it for the breaking news. Wanted to give you an update on the rally, the upcoming events tomorrow for anyone who'd like to get out there. It's in Phoenix. I don't remember the location. Again, it's on the website, so just go to the live events page. You will see that there. It is 2:19. I am wrapping it up. I have a couple other sound bites I will save for tomorrow. But remember, it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. You'll kind of keep saying it. Don't be a mask hole, people. Don't be a mask hole. You want to wear your whoopee on your face, you know, your security blanket from Mr. Mom, that's fine. You're hurting yourself. Don't be an asshole and say anything about anybody else who's not wearing them, because they're being smart, using science, and they're being healthy. There are no conspiracies. Talked about that earlier. There are no coincidences. If you don't have your common sense cap on now, put it on. Try to leave it on all day and sleep in it. That would be awesome. Remember that courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. The censorship cancel culture is stupid, and woke nonsense is a joke. Being woke is a joke. Bad, bad, bad. As I said earlier, those who stand for nothing fall for everything.
But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Hey, special thank you to all of our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you go into their into everybody's shows, you know, the 300, what do I got? So you think I put this in my brain, 374 segments of this live show. If you go into the show write-up, you will see their name and then the company name. Just click on that company name. It gets you directly to their website. So you can contact them. You can listen. You can go and find out more about them. And a lot of them provide a lot of free information. And a lot of them have shows. All the shows are listed on the must listen to page. Okay. The videos, if like the videos like I was talking about, Mike Lindell's and even the free speech videos, that is all on the must watch page. All the groups, the organizations, like 1776 Forever Free, that's all on the must follow. It's Patriots Must Follow. And they will have all of the different groups that we're working with, or you can look on our Platinum Partners page. So I try to make it easy for you to navigate through, try to make it very Fisher Pricey, very self-explanatory, but the content is all there. It's fully loaded with everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. And when I say take action items, I mean take real, tangible, take action things that you can do from minimal effort, like moving your finger on the mouse or clicking somewhere, to running for office. From the political standpoint, everything is now political. They have made it that way. They have literally made it to overtake and penetrate and infest every portion of our entire lives, every category. You've seen it happen over the past year. And that is, you know, as they were putting on, we were forced to put on our masks, and we were dumb enough to do it in the beginning. I mean, I only the time I did is when I had to get my hair done, because the price you'd pay to be blonde, what are you going to do? But as soon as I walked in, I took it off because I was on the other side from the lady who owns the salon. But anyway, confessions, mask confessions. Oh, so stupid. Otherwise, no, I didn't wear it. Oh, except at the airport at the very, like, I pushed the envelope. Remember, it was 1 minute and 20 seconds or 1 minute and 15 seconds and 1 minute and 30 seconds. And that was both way, there and back, multiple airports. So, and that was when it was still, oh, be quiet. So, I lost my place. Oh, I was saying, they've infested politics into every avenue of our lives, so we don't have a choice anymore, everybody. We don't have a choice. You can call it whatever you want, but since they're the ones who are in a political position, we tend to just say politics, right? So it is something they have made it. They have penetrated. They have infested every layer of our lives into some sort of political capacity. So no sooner do you turn around, they're controlling your business. They're controlling whether or not your kids are in school. They're controlling or not whether what you can say or not say on social media, whether or not you're going to get a visit from the FBI like Dr. Cordy Williams, or whether or not you're going to get patted down very aggressively and get your TSA clearance removed from the airport like Ann Vandersteel. So when I say they're controlling everything, we haven't even started diving in deeper to all the other things that are starting, that are happening, that you just haven't heard about. I mean, look at the border. Look how that's going to affect lives of every single American citizen in the whole country. Remember, every town is a border town now. Every town. The theme for this year seems to be, or even the theme for the show, it's if it's not if, it's when. So it's not a matter of if it's going to come to your town. It's just when. It's not a matter of if this insane Nazi regime is going to target you. It's just when, which is scary, which is really scary. It's not, it's not a matter of if your business is going to, if you're standing up and you're being vocal, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen to you. It's just a matter of when and to what level. You're hearing all this stuff about the IRS. So they're going to come after you because they're going to come after your money. You know, and remember Ian Smith over in New Jersey, the gym owner who's been battling that crazy ass Nazi governor from my home state of New Jersey. And the one day he went to look at his bank account and the guy just literally sucked out $173,000. Remember we were telling you there was lots of other people that we have talked to that had shared that their clients or that happened to be doctors. I know Lee Clay Clark shared that story on episode 191 during the All-Star segments. He was saying how one of his clients was a doctor and he went to his bank account one day and everything was gone. He said, Clay, what am I going to do? My money's gone. So the government took it because they didn't like the fact that he was prescribing HCQ and ivermectin. Yeah. Yeah, so that's just starting. That's scary. Scary stuff. That's what I'm saying, that they've infested every aspect of our lives. They have, you know. Remember the 13 bigs? I'm going to give them to you real quick. Oh, my God, I did it again. It's 226. Let me get through these bigs because I think it's important. Because it brings together this whole show. It brings together everything we've been talking about. I mean, we covered the border with the sheriff. We talked about the military with Amanda. We were talking about nonprofits. You know, with Kay, an interesting thing about the nonprofits, she said a lot of the nonprofits lost their funding. What? So you mean to tell me nonprofits that are helping domestic violence and services probably for veterans and services for children got their funding cut off, but yet we passed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus quote-unquote relief package? Oh, that's right. Only 9% of the money went to help Americans. The rest went overseas and to help the friends, the states, which never went to the cities, that never went to the people. God only knows how many NGOs that they went to, the foundations, nonprofits, quote-unquote big religion organizations that are bringing in the illegals. So there's 80... Remember, it was $86 million that they were allocated to put the illegal aliens in hotels. And Marianne Mendoza went down to a couple of those hotels. She was sharing the stories on the episode that she was on, which was the same as Ann Vandersteel. That was episode 210. Might want to listen to that one again. And then we are at the hundreds of millions of dollars that are being spent to fly all these illegal aliens to whatever the city of their choice, when they should be flying them back to where they came from. So we could, and don't forget this, New York. As I mentioned earlier, 40% of their small businesses are gone forever, out of business, gone forever. But yet the money that they got from this coronavirus package, which we know was just a money laundering scheme, didn't help the people. Only 9%. $2.1 billion is being given to illegal aliens who are out of work. Only $1 billion was going to small businesses. And $0 were being given to homeless veterans. So I'm not surprised when Kate McDonald said that a lot of these nonprofits have lost their funding. Because look where the money's going. Help illegal aliens. And then, of course, who's going to pay for all that when they're all here? And hundreds of thousands. They said during I'm trying to wrap this up, but these things just keep popping in my head, and I just know that's important. And then for those that are listening or hanging on, this is affecting your life. I just wanted to just drive it on home. Mesa, where I was for the America First rally, Congressman Biggs, when he was on, he said that there are more people that have come to this country illegally in the past couple months that live in the city of Mesa. There's at least 500,000 people. I believe there's a little bit more than that. So that puts things in it for a second. That's just the ones they've caught. Well, and caught meaning they walked over and they were standing there and they're like, huh, you know, where's my free stuff? Where's my free stuff? Where's my plane ticket? So yeah, you've got, we got big problems here. We got big problems in River City, and River City is every city in the United States of America. So keep in mind, you know, the 13 bigs that I talk about, the 13 bigs. Yeah, the Marxists, regressive, socialists, communists, demon rats, and the spineless rhino Republicans, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities. We talked about false authorities on episode 213 with Dr. Larry Palebsky. Now, listen to that. That'll give you a good insight as to why people are being brainwashed by this propaganda, the science of propaganda. Oh, and you want a real earful? Listen to the science of propaganda with Deborah Peters. And that was episode 197. She's coming on the show next week. We're going to do a deep dive. We're going to talk about that science of propaganda. It's a real thing. It's just what where PR came from, or marketing came from, which is brainwashing came from, you know, and the military tactics that they use. Oh my goodness. Yeah, you can thank Sigmund Freud's nephew for that. And then, of course, the government got involved. The corporations got involved because they realized the value of manipulation, of brainwashing. And of course, from there, the wheels have come off. So all those false authorities and those categories of people, I'm using the word loosely, they've been lying to us for decades, remember? Decades of lies. And then now they're all colluding with each other at a level that we've never seen before. You've got your big media, aka mainstream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. Oh, they are benefiting from this by billions of dollars. Big education, big nonprofits, and big foundations. There you go. You're 11 bigs, people, 11 bigs. They're all coming at us. They're all part of that big nuclear Biden bomb, pushing their agendas, taking a bunch of money and spreading the agenda and all jumping on the same page. Remember the Edelman Group, that's the PR company that links them all together, including the WHO, the CDC, and a bunch of other letters in the government. And a bunch of lettered entities in the government to craft the messages so that they have their talking points. It's how quickly they all keep repeating the same thing. You know, you just thought people say, oh, it's, you know, big government and big pharma maybe and big media, maybe big tech. Oh, no, there's more. There's more. It's all of them. All of them. They're on high speed. And they've got all kinds of money supporting them. So again, they have no use for you, the American people. Just want to take your money and your freedom. They want control. So, you know, I always say we got to rely on each other. We got to rely on each other. We got to support one another. And you got to stop supporting these companies, these businesses that hate you, who censor you, who cancel. I know some of them are hard to leave, but do your best to leave the social media platforms. Start migrating to others. Start using the other sources, just like Clout Hub with our buddy Jeff Brain. Was episode 206, I think. I'm losing my sharpness. It's 234. That's probably why. So we know what we need to do is we need to support the people. We the people need to start. We the people. We need to support we the people in our local communities. We need to shop locally. Support your small businesses. Try to buy local. Try to buy local. Try to buy American. You can't give any more fuel to these big entities because they're just using that against all of us at this point. And again, turn off the radio. Don't get your news from social media. Go to our Patriotic Media tab or media page and you can get all the truth. You'll see all the different publications there. You breeze through the headlines. So I'm asking everybody to do their part. It's time to get involved. It's time to take action. Time to take action. Please share the show. Tell your friends about the platform, the resources, how much fun you had today, all the great things you learned, the inspiration, the motivation that was created, and start checking out all the different pages on the website, starting with the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything you need literally to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference in your community is there. Please start using it. Please get involved. Please take action. One political-oriented action item per day. That's all I'm asking. Then you'll be able to go work on your business. You'll be able to go work on your own personal empowerment. And you can work on your community. You can do all that. Because if we don't take the political action, the one simple action that I'm asking you to do, whatever effort level you have to exert, you won't have a business to grow. You won't even think about trying to become a better person when you're standing in that bread line or the soup line that I mentioned. Or what, you know, or wondering, you know, interesting that Kay McDonald mentioned the supply chain issues. Oh man, things need to be a changing. Things need to be a changing. So we need to all be accountable. We all need to step up to the plate because we took our eye off the ball, and that's why we are where we are. We are where we are because we took our eyes off the ball and we didn't get involved, and we let the fox run the hen house. We let the prisoners run the asylum camp. The inmates run the asylum. That's what we did. And look what they did to it. They literally have destroyed everything. But we've got to get involved. You've got to go to the school board meetings. You've got to go to the city council meetings. You've got to decide what you want to do. I'm giving you all the options listed on the Take Action tab, and all the different groups they've given you options too. So now it's all in one place. So it's up to you whether or not you're going to do something about it. And you need to make a decision because we don't have a lot of time. There's not a lot of time to save Lady Liberty and to protect your own freedoms. You're not doing it for the group. You're doing it for yourself. Some people are like, oh, we're doing it for our kids. It's not going to get that far. The 2022 election, it's not going to matter. It's not, if you don't have paper ballots and you have machines for 2022, if we make it that far as a somewhat standing intact government or country with some sort of government that is by the people, for the people, we the people. If you have machines, it doesn't matter because they're going to do the same thing again. I don't think it's going to get that far, but we still need to do our part. Let that happen. That is in motion. That is in motion. The audit in motion and whatever's happening behind the scenes that I mentioned earlier that was mentioned on Grace and Glory. Something's changed, though. I can tell you that. And I don't have any inside scoop. I just listen to a lot of people. But anyway, one parting thought, and then I'm going to be done. And I apologize for, God, I've been talking for an hour. I got to stop. I got to save stuff for multiple shows. Otherwise, I work so hard to get you all this information, and then I got to do it again for the next day. I'm trying to find a quote from Dr. Pam Popper. If anyone has not listened to Dr. Pam Popper of Make Americans Free Again and the Wellness Forum Health, she wrote the book, COVID Operation, What Happened, Why It Happened, and What's Next. And was episode 214. We did it on Friday. Unbelievable episode. I mean, it's not that I don't want to pick favorites, but I'm telling you, her episode is one of my top three. And she's one of the top three guests I've ever had. There was just something about her. And I knew it. I knew it when I first listened to a couple of her interviews. And I said, she is going to be right up there. An amazing woman. She doesn't sleep, which, you know, she gives you an inspiration to say, you know what? You can get off your ass and do all of these things that you said you need to do. You know, and this is what I started thinking about yesterday, and I really need to implement it into my own life as we've got 8 days left of Make It Happen May. She said, you know, I didn't want to go back to my life, to my February life of last year. And we were talking about, obviously, this whole political propaganda pandemic and her insight on that. She wrote a book. Okay, she wrote a book in August, the book came out in August, which means she wrote it months before. That's why I'm encouraging to listen to her segment on episode 214. So we were talking about that. And she was talking about the perfect storm. And this is what was created. It was the perfect storm with having the coronavirus, or the timing it was, of course, with the intention of altering, manipulating the election. And she said, I thought about it. And everyone saying, let's go back to the way it was. And she says, I don't want to go back to my February life, which would have been in 2020, when everything was great. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to change. And that's where the book came from. That's where Make Americans Free Again came from. She wanted to do something big. She wanted to make a difference. She said, I don't need to do this. I have enough money. I can go live somewhere where you're not being affected by any of this. I know those countries to go to. I got to tell you, smart cookie. I know where to go. I can go do that. But I'm not gonna. I'm gonna jump in the fight. I'm going to make something awesome, and I'm gonna get 80 million people in this country to sign up and become part of my movement, so that we all can come together. And when there's issues that come up, now we have a call. We say, hey, it's a call to action. 80 million people, let's get on the phones. Get on to your politicians. Get into that meeting. Here's what and getting everybody on the same page to working together, like Dr. Cordy was talking about, collaborating, bringing everybody together and giving them specific items so that they can make a difference. Make a difference. Giving them things that people want to know, what can I do? Where can I go? What should I? What can be done? That's what she's bringing together. So that's what I'm doing too. We're working with them, one of our platinum partners, and I'm working on getting the local head of the Arizona chapter. I'll call it chapter, here on the show, so we could start working with them and doing some amazing things and getting you guys information and encouraging you to find your local version of Make Americans Free Again or start your own. Dr. Pam Popper gives you information how to do that on the website. And they have a Thursday phone call, a conference call that everybody can join in and listen on how to do that. She's making it simple. She's giving you the resources. Come on, guys. You could do this. Alrighty. Again, sorry that everything went longer than expected today. I just had a lot of information to share with you because time is a fleeting. Not a lot of time left. So I want to get everybody on board to take action. It is time. I'm giving you real items to decide which is best for you to do. Tune in Wednesday, the 26th at 12 p.m. for another segment of Purpose Driven Partners. This is the live segment. We are live. 5 guests, 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Yevers, everybody. My patriotic soapbox guest is telling me today she's coming on. It's a special surprise. So I don't want to blow it. But on Friday, Melissa Hooray, the executive director of the Lindell Recovery Network, will be on the show. And then tomorrow's show is Christy. I can't remember her last name. I apologize. But she's with Working Women for America. And they are having a huge event on the 30th, which is on our 30th in Florida, in Jupiter, Florida. Huge fundraising event. With some amazing speakers, and that is on the live events page. And they have a whole program that they're putting together to end the human trafficking. And yes, I did reach out to Miss Mitzi Purdue, who will win this fight, to see if those guys could work together. So stay tuned. Follow us on social media and our newsletter to get updates on the guests for the show. You could and who's coming on, because I will know to it's later today. My special guest is going to be coming on either Wednesday or it'll be the following week. I don't want to say who it is yet. And also, if you, like I said, go follow us on social media, please. If you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, on the homepage, there's a big graphic there that says links. Click on the links and it gives you, it'll take you to Linktree, which gives you a description of everything. So that way you can pick and choose which ones you want to engage with most right now. Most of the stuff is on LinkedIn and Facebook, but we're trying to branch out. We've got accounts on every single one of them. And if you're wondering on the upcoming episodes, you can always look at this. I labeled it pretty clearly this month and upcoming. So if you want to find out who's coming, I'm trying to put as much information as in advance as possible about upcoming shows and then promoting it on social media. So again, sorry for the long-winded show. Just time is of the essence, people. Time is of the essence. 8 days, and make it happen May for yourself personally in a very short window of opportunity to save Lady Liberty and your own freedoms forever. So again, I think everybody's awake. 2:45. I got to stop going long. Please go take action on what we shared today. You got lots of options. Pick a category. You're good to go. Check out the Reopen America Resource Center. And don't forget the marketplace. Go check out the marketplace. You want some vitamins. You want to get healthy. Health Ranger, Mike Adams. Remember that? He's on the site. That's where I'm getting all my vitamins and supplements for the protocol for Dr. Zeb Zelenko's, who's on our COVID tab. So go to the COVID tab to get the protocol. Go to the marketplace tab to buy the products. And Health Ranger store, he's on there, gives 2%, donates 2% to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, and kids. All kinds of great stuff out there. Everything you need, literally, it's on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go make it a great day because you deserve it. Join us Wednesday, 12 p.m., a nooner, another great show. I promise. Join the newsletter. So that way you get all the information. It's in the lower right-hand corner on your phone when you're on the website and every page. And, of course, on that links tab, that big graphic on the homepage. Got to end with God Bless USA because I know that we can do this, guys. All righty, here we go. Talk to you Wednesday.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.